You're everyone, I'm Wally, and the rest of the listeners are Brennan, and we're roasting chips, yes.
All right, hello everyone.
Oh.
We're back. Yes.
We're starting.
Are we live?
Hello. As you can see, it's not just me and Brennan this time, and we're in person. So we have a guest, our first in-person guest, RJ.
Hello.
As you've seen him before a couple episodes ago when we were wrapping up Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Good to be back.
Our podcast episodes always generally take longer when we're either in person or have a guest, and we're doing both now. So it's gonna be like 3 hours. So just strap in.
We're hoping for four.
This is going to be the longest podcast. We say that every time, though.
Yeah,
and it never is. But this time we might actually be.
One time we said it was going to be the shortest podcast, and it ended up being the shortest podcast.
It did. Yeah, that was last time. Last time we were under an hour.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
We were under an hour,
but like 30 seconds.
Okay. Yeah. I've actually missed the past couple, so I'm a little behind on what you guys have talked about.
But I mean, as long as you've been watching The Bad Batch, it's all we've talked about.
Okay.
Bad Batch and news.
Awesome.
So let's just start off. This is the before the news part. We are less than a month away from Black Widow, unless they decide to postpone it again.
Listen, we're a month away for right now.
Yeah. At this point, if they postpone it, they're just asking to keep losing money.
Truly. Well, and we keep getting more trailers, which I didn't think we could make more trailers with the same 10 clips.
They're going to end up putting out the whole movie just in trailers.
They might as well just put it out today, honestly. Yeah. They should have put it out
It's
on
already
Friday.
Done. I don't know what right. the delay yeah. is what, at this
why,
point.
Why hold on?
Yeah.
Unless the other movies are connected somehow, but this happened before, so it can't be, right?
There might be like a scene or something that hints at one of the shows, like maybe there's going to be a couple episodes of Loki that tie into...
Maybe. That wouldn't make any sense, but...
The whole time travel thing?
That's true.
There might be
Loki
like
will
a
just be in the background.
Yeah, I mean, he might...
What if Deadpool shows up, like, through the Loki show, and Loki gets to the Fox universe, says, oh wait, wrong one, and comes back, and Deadpool is there somehow?
Deadpool
and then he
is,
just drops in. That's why I think they should introduce Deadpool.
I think they're working on something with the...
They are. Deadpool 3.
Well, with okay, the, yeah, but I'm talking about, like, into the... Like,
oh,
working
are they?
Into the... Yeah, because
yeah.
this, as of right now, it's still, like, its own, like, thing.
Right. Maybe he'll be in Multiverse of Madness, or maybe he's in the Loki show. Who knows how he's going
to
get there.
From the Loki episode, it looks like they have a reason to, so...
Yeah.
But we can get to that later.
We'll get to that.
All I'm hearing here is that the Black Widow movie will contain, like, the 5 minutes of footage we've seen in the trailers, and the other, like, 2 hours will be all scenes from, like, different movies, different characters, all crammed together.
Yes.
Everything is coming back. This is Endgame again.
Yes.
Black Widow and 4 years before Endgame.
It's getting us prepared for Spider-Man here, when they have all the crossovers and
all
Spider-Man.
These characters that are keep showing up, that whole Andrew Garfield thing, that was hilarious.
I don't know if we got any news on that this week, but
okay.
Maybe we'll get a trailer at some point soon for that movie.
I doubt it.
I doubt
we'll get anything until
What
Black
if
Widow.
They just, like, give us a trailer and it's just, like, literally it's a picture of Tom Holland not doing anything for 15 seconds, and then it's the name. That's all the trailer is, because they don't want to give anything away. Like, they're not even giving us a trailer, like a real trailer.
Just a teaser of a teaser.
Right.
Yeah.
So this, on that topic of Marvel and stuff like that, am I crazy for... Am I crazy for waking up at 4 a.m. before my work, which I have to wake up at 6 usually, so that I don't get spoilers? Because Marvel fans, they put spoilers out like this.
Yeah.
They don't even wait.
I mean, I understand your concern for it. I just decided to delete the internet.
You're just like,
I don't need it anymore. I mean,
that's fair. Because I'm getting tired of all the people trying to make up theories and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, I stopped following half those people after WandaVision because I'm like, you're not ruining anything else for me. Not that they ruined WandaVision, because I loved WandaVision.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people didn't. But, like, you're not doing that with Loki for me. No, because I can only imagine what they're cooking up right now.
There's so much potential. It looks so good so far. There's just
so many
things they can throw in.
Well, and then on that same note, Star Wars fans, they don't do that. They usually wait 3 days, like you're supposed to.
Yeah, because,
I get up at 6 on my normal time on Fridays, just watch it as I'm eating breakfast and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe there'll be something interesting to look forward to.
Yeah, hopefully. But, so let's get on to some news. There's a lot of news. I was surprised there's a lot of news, because it's only been a week.
Yeah, I've seen...
It has only been a week.
There's been a lot of trailers and stuff, or, like, teasers. apparently. I haven't watched them.
Because you deleted the internet.
Yeah. But I have seen, because E3 is going on, like to mix in the video game stuff with the movie stuff, especially if it's like...
inspired by video game stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Marvel's Avengers game is continuing to waste money on all of the skins that they're adding.
Sure. Wait, who's wasting money? Them or people buying them?
Both. Because the game's terrible.
That's what I've heard. Yeah, there's not good things about that game.
Yeah, no, it's literally just a cash grab for the skins and stuff. Like, the newest one, I think, is from Black Widow, and it's a promotional thing for the Black Widow movie.
Sure.
And then they just recently added the, like, one of Captain America's suits from, I think, Endgame.
Oh, yeah.
Or something like that. One of the more recent ones, finally. Right. I don't know why they didn't just throw that in the beginning.
I like his suit from, Infinity War with the Wakanda shields. Those were awesome.
Yeah.
Those are great suits. Kind of an underrated suit. Yeah.
Wasn't that like one of the only like original ones? All the other suits were like pulled kind of from the comics.
Yeah.
That one was like, let's do something new.
Yeah. I thought that one was cool because they're like, get this man a shield.
Yeah.
And they gave him two shields. He's on his wrist.
I'll show you one better.
Shiri said bet. So the first piece of news this week, nothing to do with Marvel, nothing to do with Star Wars. Let's just start off on a completely different note. Rob Zombie, famed musician and horror filmmaker, has confirmed that he is doing an adaptation of the 1960s show The Munsters. And he's got that in the works. He's known for House of a Thousand Corpses, and it'll be interesting to see how this goes, because House of a Thousand Corpses, Munsters, very different. But I trust Rob Zombie.
I do too, especially in, I mean, since it's supposed to be, like, horror-esque, isn't it, like, Disney still?
I don't think it was, it's just a family-friendly show, it'll be interesting to see how he does it. Because with the Addams Family thing that came out last year, which was, like, really goofy and animated, and then they're going to have the Munsters directed by Rob Zombie, very different vibes from those two classic kind of horror shows.
Interesting is the key word here,
Because I didn't see the other one. I didn't see the Addams Family. It didn't look good.
I saw the trailer and that was it. You're talking about the animated one, right?
Yeah.
That was. I just saw the animated and I was like, I'm not.
No.
One of the reasons why I deleted the internet. I don't eat that kind of negativity in my life.
You have any words? Nope. Not a big horror person.
I remember seeing the Addams Family trailer. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can contribute to this entire conversation.
Was there a date for the Munsters, or was it?
No,
just...
there's been rumors going around. He basically just confirmed rumors. He was doing it. But so now we're actually back. Now we're on Marvel. I don't know why. That was the first piece of news that came out this week before I organized everything into Marvel, DC, all that kind of stuff. But so according to Illuminati, which is a website that I'm not really sure I want to trust because they've been wrong before, but they've also been right before.
Yeah.
Tena Huerta, has been tapped to play Namor the Submariner in Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
Ooh.
Although this may not last long due to some vile tweets he sent. He's sent some very homophobic tweets. They're like really bad. Not just like the usual ones, but they're like bad.
I haven't seen it.
We don't know how long it'll go.
Okay.
How long he'll be. But they've also put out that they're casting Namora, which is Namor's cousin, and Atuma, who is an Atlantean warlord, under code names. They're looking for Mayan women and a Mayan woman and a Mayan man. This means I'm leaving this podcast so I can go become part of the MCU.
Nice.
And will also force me to get in shape and give me money to start a company.
So, yes.
I'm gonna go Atuma, because they looking for Mayan men. I don't think they realize that we're all short.
Yeah,
but I don't care. I'll get ripped. So
yeah, short and ripped.
But no, that's cool to see Namor, because then we'll get to see like interaction between Atlantis and Wakanda. And in the comics, they're not exactly friends.
No.
So
weren't they like on the brink of like some kind of conflict before Infinity War Endgame?
Yeah. No, I think it was between because.
And then it was like because they. Cause I remember. When
not
they
sure.
Were watching,
what's her name? One of the Dora Milaje.
Yeah.
She said there was a rift in the ocean, but we'd take care of it.
Yeah.
It's something like that. Yeah.
It had
yeah.
something to do with the deep dark or whatever.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm excited about it. Maybe it'll fill in some gaps there. Maybe it'll be before.
I'm tired of the first Black Panther. Maybe it'll be now. All the Infinity War stuff. Yeah. I just want it to continue.
I'm the exact same way. I'm like, if you wanted to make a movie before Infinity War Endgame, you should have made it before Infinity War and Endgame.
Yeah, and then it just keeps confusing the timeline and twisting it around, and then it's going to be all of this multiverse of madness stuff is going to just. Just a lot.
Like, even for. The dedicated fans is frustrating. For casual fans, you just have no idea what's going on.
And these shows, they're adding shows now. It's like, I just want to watch movies, guys. I don't have time for shows.
I mean, I appreciate the shows. I appreciate the shows. They're not bad. Right. But it's just, there's so much, and there's so much of the timeline that they're starting to retcon stuff on accident.
Yeah.
From what it seems like. And it's just going back on. It's like, oh yeah, we got to change. Wait, bring it back. We're going too far. And it's just a mess.
Yeah. Oh, for sure, but this is not. I don't know why I put that in news. We'll get back to that later. Oh no, I guess there's more. There's more DC news than Marvel news this week, I guess.
Really?
So DC announced an animated movie called.
So is that all the Marvel news?
That's all the Marvel.
That was all.
That was it. That was it.
It's only been a week.
Yeah, but I'm looking at your laptop right now. You're like paragraphs of DC. So is that all just DC then?
Most of this is yes, actually. Okay. DC and Star Wars.
It looked like DC was very. Active this past week.
Yeah, they're very but DC announced an animated movie called DC's League of Super Pets. Do you guys remember that animated show?
That
show was awesome.
I saw a preview for that. It looks like from the little short clip of like the dog with the cape thing.
Yeah,
it looks honestly that got me on board with it.
Me too.
That got me really on board.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Put Dwayne Johnson, but he has to have The Rock. I can't call him not The Rock. Can't not call him The Rock.
Yeah.
But Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Kevin Hart, because they're in every movie together. Kate McKinnon, Keanu Reeves, John Krasinski, Vanessa Bayer, and Diego Luna are all part of the cast. The movie's set to come out May 20th in 2022.
That's a huge cast.
Oh yeah, you know what happens with ensemble casts. It's either going to be hit or miss. There's no in between.
Those are like all like really big stars.
Oh yeah,
especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is man.
Yeah, and I loved the show growing up. That was awesome. I used to watch it on Boomerang.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's a great show, and I have high hopes for this. Because DC's animated stuff is awesome.
Yeah.
At least, because if it was live action, I would have no hope.
Is it like CG animated, or is it like 2D animated?
It's 3D. It's CGI, yeah.
3D, CG, okay. So like Cars kind of?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Man. That makes me a little.
Yeah, that's true. I get that. Yeah.
The 3D animated ones.
When was the last time a 2D animated movie came out? Was it Princess and the Frog?
It was something after that.
From like a major studio.
From a major studio? Yeah.
Has there been others?
A 2D? Yeah.
I mean, DC has been ripping out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right. I forgot about
that. Like every year, yeah.
I just always put those together with TV movies for some reason.
Okay, yeah. That's under. Those all are like straight to DVD and TV.
Yeah.
Even though they're all really good. And they would probably do really well in the theater.
They probably cost a lot more. That's just true. Because the writing and everything, because they get like they get writers from the comics, and
which is what they should do for the movies.
Make big bucks. Yeah, I don't know why they don't, but
because they hate their fans. Because Warner Brothers hates spending money.
Warner Brothers.
It's Warner Brothers' fault. That's what it boils down to.
It's like a little kid. We want to give you more money. Don't take my money, but we want to give you money. I want mine.
Just can't decide. Yeah, but. Next, this is CW DC news, because, you know, DC can never confirm anything. They're all over the board.
I'm very familiar with a lot of this.
You are. We've talked about The Flash before.
Yes.
And what a mess that show is. Yeah. But we got our first look at Cameron Johnson as Batwing for the CW series Batwoman. He's donning the classic black suit with blue bat insignia. And he's got blue eyes, which is cool. Like, the suit has the blue eyes that glow up. That's cool.
Nice.
Actually, the suit is really damn cool.
Yeah.
So, that's it for DC News. So I guess the rest of it is Star Wars. I don't know what I wrote down.
What do you mean?
It's like blocks of text. I don't know how much you
know. Yeah, all I see is just long. It looks like you wrote an essay.
And it looks even worse on my phone, which is where I take all the notes, but I have everything connected. So, gotcha. So Book of Boba Fett is wrapped filming. According to Bing Na Wen, she posted that the film is filming is wrapped.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's done already.
That's
so
fast.
Yeah. So I guess most of it's probably CG.
I mean, well, you still gotta the whole process of like filming the actors and stuff.
Right, too. Right. That's true. I mean, but I mean, it comes out in 6 months.
Really?
Yeah, we're that close already. It comes out December 25th.
No.
It's June. No. It's June.
Okay, but
6 months.
How long ago did still March. The Mandalorian end?
6 months ago. Or no, 5 months ago. It ended in January.
So
that was fast.
I know.
Not even a whole year after.
That was really fast.
Oh my god.
They must have started production on that like at the same time as season two of
Probably.
Mandalorian or something.
It's gotta be, right?
Because there's no way you got that's too fast for such a good show. It's supposed
I know.
To be.
I'm excited for it though. Like I'm really excited for Book of Boba Fett because I think that's the next thing coming other than Mandalorian season three. Yeah. I don't think we're getting Ahsoka or any of the other ones I can't remember for a while.
I thought they.
I
thought Ahsoka was 2023.
Right now. Is it? So I know it's gonna be a while.
I last I saw it was somewhere in that range.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. I mean, and then isn't that when X-Wing comes out or not X-Wing? The woman who directed Wonder Woman, she's got that series. She's got that movie coming out. I can't remember what it's called now. I could probably go look in my notes, but I don't want to.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Me either.
Obi-Wan comes out next year. That's right.
Oh, really?
Kenobi, yeah.
Okay.
Was that the series you were just talking about, or is that
no,
just like a different note? Okay. What to say?
Because I forgot that that was happening.
Okay.
And it's right, yes. That's because I saw the picture for that in my notes. Because they confirmed all that cast
yes.
Almost 2 months ago, 3 months ago, so.
Yes,
man.
Where are we? All right, so in a, according to Andor star Stellan Skarsgård, who I didn't know he was in that show. Did you guys know Stellan Skarsgård was in Andor?
I do not know names.
No?
So.
You know the guy who played It? His brother. Have you seen It?
No.
Never mind. Anyway, there's like a group of people named the Skarsgårds, and they're all famous in Hollywood. All
right.
He has filmed a scene with Forrest Whitaker, which means Saul Guerrero will be in the Andor show.
Oh, wow.
Which means we might see Saul Guerrero split from the rebellion that we know in the original trilogy.
Interesting.
And because we've seen Saul Guerrero in Bad Batch.
Yeah.
But yes. now he's just gonna be in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's.
I mean, he is like a very big, like resistance force.
Yeah.
Leader,
yeah,
especially when it came to
being aggressive.
Well, that and the I'm talking like the era. The mm-hmm. What's it called? The first after the Empire fell and it rose again.
After the Republic fell and the Empire rose?
No, the Empire. They lost. And
oh,
they
the New Republic?
No, the Empire.
The Empire?
Yes.
The Empire fell and rose again?
Yes, when Kylo Ren was that.
Oh, First Order.
Yes, there it is.
And
got
First
in.
Order.
Yeah, okay.
That's when Saul Guerrero became like, really, what's going on, guys?
I don't know. All right. But... I think I know what you're trying to talk. What I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. Cool.
He's like a really big resistance leader. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they're trying to give him more of like a backstory mm-hmm. as to how he got.
Well, he was in Clone Wars, for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, he was in Bad Batch for like a scene. He was supposed to die.
And
he didn't. And then he got
Star Wars Rebels.
He was in Rebels, right? And then he was in, not Catalyst, Rogue One. Well, he is in Catalyst, but that's a book.
He was also in
pretty
Jedi Fallen Order game.
He's in everything.
Did seem pretty old in Star Wars, like
Rebels,
yeah.
And he looks
but
old
like,
in. Wait, doesn't he
so
die in Rogue One?
He survives until
no,
he's not in Rogue One. Is he in Rogue One?
He's
no.
in Rogue One.
No, he's.
No, he's
Saul Guerrero? Yeah, he played with Forrest Whitaker.
What?
I know, but he's that character isn't in Rogue One. Are you sure you're not thinking
100%, I know he's in Rogue One. He's like half robot by that point.
What?
You guys don't remember that? He's like really early in the movie. Jin's looking for
was
him.
Was that Rogue One?
Yeah, that's Rogue One.
I thought that was during the First Order.
No.
Oh, okay.
That came out between 6, I think it came out between 7 and 8.
That's why I got it mixed up.
Okay, so he's
he does
not
die.
Alive and in like the First Order time.
No,
well,
that was,
he might be. I don't think
that
so.
That was what
though.
My question was, because it was like he seems old in Rebels. If he's still like out kicking, fighting around, and like the First Order.
That's
time.
Probably yeah. No, he's in Rogue One. That because Rogue One came out after Episode 7, before Episode 8.
If we're to
yes.
believe,
why? Okay.
If we're to believe,
we're on the same page now.
Yeah, if
this
we're
is
going to
be a long podcast.
Rogue One
still in the news.
He dies in Rogue One, so.
So he does die.
Unless he
One.
Gets out somehow, because they didn't confirm it in
I need
that
to
scene.
Rewatch Rogue One, then. I just need to
it is
learn who Saul Guerrero is.
Yeah.
Saul Guerrero is Saul Guerrero. He's Jin's dad. I mean, there's a book up here you can read about it, but you're still on the other book. You read it anymore since our last podcast.
I have not read it anymore since our last podcast.
16 pages in.
Yes.
Like a 480-page book.
Yes, I'm almost there.
Almost. moving on. According to at Star Wars stuff, which seems reliable.
At Star Wars stuff?
On Twitter.
On Twitter, okay.
Ben Mendelsohn will also return for Andor, which...
Ben Mendelsohn.
Yeah, he plays Orson Krennic.
Oh,
the main villain of Rogue One.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Darth Vader was in Rogue One. How did you think that took place in the First Order era?
No, he looked at the scene
I thought that was part of...
Okay, yes. Gotcha.
It's a lot, yeah.
I thought the scene with Darth Vader was actually from episode 1. That's a different story, though. That's just not...
Wait! Hold on! When he's a child in episode 1.
Technically, it's still him.
I mean, that's true, but he's not Darth Vader yet.
I mean, just a random costume he threw together. Halloween,
you guys, like my Sith Lord costume? Good job, Annie.
Yeah, it's going to be a huge coincidence. It's like an Easter egg later on in episode 3 where it just looks like that at the very end there. It's an Easter egg in episode 1. You know?
Oh, but yeah, so Orson kind of, I don't know, he was building the, like, in the book Catalyst, literally the entire time he was building the Death Star. So, like, yeah. I don't know what he's going to do at Andor, but he's going to be there.
Maybe they're scouting out, like, resources that they might need.
And they're still building the Death Star, because the Death Star construction started in Star Wars Universe, like, around the time of episode...
3.
2 and 3, right?
It was in 3, because they started it in that book Catalyst, which starts near the end of the Clone Wars.
What if...
Oh, all right.
Which, no, I guess it would be episode 2. And 3. Yeah. I don't know.
Episode 2 kind of, like, starts the Clone Wars. Episode 3 ends the Clone Wars. So I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it takes place... Yeah.
What if the, Andor is just about how the Death Star is being built around, like, in the orbit of Andor as, like, a space... Like,
Andor's a person. I don't think he has an orbit.
I thought it was the planet.
No, Cassian Andor. The guy who Diego Luna played in Rogue One.
Okay.
I think we all need to sit down and rewatch Rogue One.
Yeah.
Clearly, none of us know what's going on in that movie.
It's been so
which
long.
Is funny, because I watched it like 2 weeks ago. And I don't know how I don't know.
2 weeks ago? Okay.
I love that movie. It's one of my favorite Star Wars movies.
I haven't watched it since it came out.
But,
I liked it a lot as well, because it used to be like a standalone movie, kind of. Now, apparently, it's not going to be a standalone movie.
No.
It's
going
to be like the series.
Andor's connected to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, and...
Not that it's ever really standalone, because obviously, you know...
Right,
like,
it's Star
ends
Wars.
With, like, you
like,
know...
It literally ends where episode 4 begins. No, the Death Star is built in the orbit of Geonosia. Or, wait, Geonosis.
Really?
But
then...
Yes.
Well, no,
according to the book Catalyst.
It started
there. There's a lot
of
reference to this
book.
Okay.
It started
there, very
important,
but then
all of it moves. It's like as they're constructing it, they move it all. So it's not like it's built totally there. It's like it starts there, and then it's, like, moved shortly after starting it.
I do remember.
No, not according to the book Catalyst.
Wait, but...
It's built mostly there by the Geonosians, and then they kill them all. So maybe...
Yeah.
I think it does move at some point, but they did kill all the Geonosians.
Genocide on the Geonosians? Oh, yeah.
Geonosians.
Geonosians.
Genocide. There we go. We're terrible people. Anyway, at least they're space bugs. No one cares.
Yeah.
Clearly, as the Jedi literally just went in, like... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all seen... That was like, there's like a horror aspect. Remember those episodes of the Clone Wars? That was those were creepy episodes.
There were, scary. The entire Genosian civilization.
The Genosians,
how is that?
They need a new PR team, because honestly, every time they're in Star Wars...
The queen just wants to mate and die. So.
Oh my god, they went back in Lords of the Sith to Geonosia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Geonosis.
Yeah.
God. And the queen's in it.
Really?
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Don't read Lords of the Sith, it's terrible.
Okay.
I mean, read it, because it's part of canon, but it's terrible.
Okay.
But anyway, that was kind of a spoiler, but not really. Because I didn't tell you what happened to the Queen.
A spoiler for what? Oh,
for
the book that you said
the book,
everyone
Lords
to
of the Sith.
To, like, not read? The book telling everyone to not read?
Yeah, I mean, read it,
alert.
But don't read it.
It's important to the story, but just know
yeah.
It's a waste of your time.
Basically, okay. That's what I okay. That's how I felt after I read it. Okay. The title is extremely misleading.
Okay.
Because it's not about them.
Oh,
interesting.
I don't know why they even called it that. I mean, it's a fine book, but if you called something different, it would have been better.
All right.
Gotcha. So anyway, set photos of Ewan McGregor have been released. I mean, it was literally just him in a mask and a raincoat.
And a raincoat.
Okay. But you could tell he's wearing his Obi-Wan robes underneath, and all the Obi-Wan simps went crazy over it.
Interesting.
So, like, literally there's nothing significant about these photos, yeah. But Obi-Wan simps exist. So, you know, that's how it is.
That's good to know, at least.
We are out of Star Wars now, and we're just going on to random stuff. Netflix has announced their live-action adaptation, which you already know this is bad, live-action adaptation Netflix, mm-hmm. of Cowboy Bebop. Even worse.
I heard about that.
A classic and beloved manga and anime is set to release this fall. They also announced the original composer, Yoko Kanno, I'm sorry if I butchered that, is to return...
I think it's Yoko Kanno.
Yoko Kanno is set to return for the adaptation as well, so he'll be doing all the music, they'll be doing all the music. So at least that aspect will be fine.
At least,
but Netflix is not good at adaptations.
No,
and Americans aren't good at anime adaptations. And this is a Netflix American adaptation of an anime,
and it's live action.
Yeah. So this is just gonna be the worst. I have no expectations for it.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'll even watch it. I'm gonna wait till somebody else does.
I even wrote in this is like I've never read or seen Cowboy Bebop, but I'm very scared for this.
Yes,
it's supposed to be really good.
I've heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
I've seen a few episodes. I've never watched it in its entirety, but it's on my list.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So,
well, don't watch the movie then. It'll just ruin the series.
Yeah, I don't even. We'll see.
Cause... Wait, sorry. Is it a live action movie or a live action series?
I think it's a movie. I hope to God it's a movie.
I hope it's just a movie and not an ongoing series because that's no.
I think it's like a sci-fi western kind of. Yeah, it's supposed to be really good. But I haven't seen it. So next, we talked about Knives Out.
News still?
Okay, yeah, we're still on news.
Still on news. Okay.
Knives Out, we talked about this last week. They added another cast member. Yeah, Madeline Knives Klein out. From the show The Outer Banks. I don't know how I feel about that, because I've never seen Outer Banks, but it's one of those shows, like a really... Is that like a teen drama, or is it like a...
I think it is like...
reality TV show.
I think it was.
Is it like One Tree Hill? Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how I feel about that. Maybe she's good. I've never seen the show.
Who is it again?
Madeline Klein from Outer Banks.
I heard of her. Not from that, I don't think.
But she's added to the cast of Knives Out, too.
What is Knives Out about?
You've never seen Knives Out?
Yeah, that's
Knives
definitely
really
one.
Good. It's on Amazon.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Let's not overhype it.
It's not overhype. Well,
I did that with Cars 3. It ended horribly.
Yeah.
I overhyped Cars 3.
So it's just like if you like the old timey like murder mystery vibe of things, then you will love Knives Out. If you're not as much into that, like, it's still like a really, really, really good movie.
It's a solid movie.
So
Chris Evans is in it. Everyone loves Chris Evans. So
very different role from Captain America.
You can now see a sneak peek of Jurassic World Dominion when you go see F9, which I think is Fast and the Furious 9.
Yes.
In IMAX theaters. So sneak peek for that because they don't want to put it on the internet. It'll end up on the internet anyway.
Yeah,
right,
somebody's gonna get it.
And Disney dropped another trailer for Monsters at Work.
I did see that.
I saw one trailer. I'm very excited. Did you see the first trailer for it?
I saw the first teaser.
Yeah.
I saw that. I haven't seen the newest one though.
Okay, it looks good.
Now,
yeah, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Looping back the Jurassic World thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I saw the teaser about it or like one of the posters or whatever. I was like, that looks cool. Maybe I'll actually go see Jurassic World in theaters this time. I said it every time a Jurassic World movie comes out. I haven't seen one of them once in any form.
They're good. I like them. Yeah. They don't stack up to Jurassic Park.
All right,
not at all.
But it definitely is better than the other three Jurassic Park movies. Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Oh yeah, there's Jurassic Park, there's Lost World, which is awful, and then there's maybe there's only
wait,
three.
Hold on. You just said with Jurassic World, it does not compare to the original Jurassic Park, but it is better than the first three Jurassic Parks.
No, the second. Sorry, it's there's four, I think, in the first Jurassic.
There's four.
Park, I believe. Jurassic.
There were three of them.
There might be four Jaws movies. Okay. The second three are awful. Don't watch them. Like the you know how bad Sharknado was.
No.
That's how bad the CG in Jaws 4 was.
Jaws 4.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Series. I think there's only three of them, maybe. Because there's Lost World.
I thought there was.
And then there's only one more after that. Jurassic Park. Oh, yeah, okay, there's only three. The third one came out in 2011?
Yeah. When did the first one come out? The first one was like in 85 or around there. Oh, was it?
93. Okay, so it's Jurassic Park, Lost World, Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 3, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom and Dominion, which comes out next year.
I could not follow any of that. I don't know if my brain is just asleep, but it sounded like there's just a string.
Probably. You gotta slow down.
Okay. Yeah. So there are three of the original Jurassic Parks.
Okay, yes.
The first one, Lost World, and 3, because I didn't feel like coming up with a name for it.
Oh, okay.
Don't watch 2 or 3. They're awful.
Yes.
And then there's Jurassic World, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, which came out in 2018. The first one came out in 2015. And then Jurassic World Dominion.
So there are six movies. So what you're saying, just as a recap, is that the most recent three are not better than the first one, but they are better than the second
two. Yes.
Two.
Right? Well, I don't know about the new one because it hasn't come out.
Okay.
Yet. But yes, the other two are better than the second two.
Sounds good. Perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
We're back.
Yes. I've only seen the first Jurassic Park, and then I've seen, what is it,
Jurassic World.
And then I think I saw part of Dominion.
Well, that hasn't come out yet, so I don't know how you did that.
Well, not Dominion, the one before that. I think the name is mixed up.
That's okay. Yeah. I didn't know the other one had a name. I thought it was just Jurassic World 2.
The second one with Chris Pratt in it.
Yeah. I don't remember that one. So that's how that was. It was good. I remember liking it, but
I thought you had the original second.
Oh, wait. I do remember. So no, I do remember. I have seen the whole thing, and it wasn't that good.
Why did they even choose to make the names like this?
Jurassic World was okay.
What executive was like, yeah, this is fine.
They tried to make it like animal, like Fallen. I don't know. They're just weird.
That's what it's called, Fallen King. The next three are going to call Jurassic Kingdom.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And just to confuse us even more.
Yes. Yeah. Or
Jurassic Planet.
I swear.
Or like Jurassic. A land or whatever.
How about just Jurassic?
Or feels inner like another period, like Cretaceous land or whatever.
Triassic. Mesozoic Park. Wait, I didn't. What? No one cares about that. What is that? But yeah, and then finally, last piece of news. I don't know if you guys have watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but they wrapped the show. They wrapped the last season on Thursday.
Oh,
very sad because I love that show. I started watching it last year, which brings me to something that is a pattern. Every time I get into a show that's still on the air, it gets canceled.
Yeah.
Like the next season, I get into How I Met Your Mother. I binge watched season 7 for season 8. Season 9 comes, canceled. Which fine, they probably didn't need season 9. Season 9 was completely worthless. Anyway.
Interesting.
It made the whole show worthless, but that's beside the point. I could go on a 30-minute rant about How I Met Your Mother. This show, get into it. This season, canceled. This year, canceled. There's a bunch of shows. I got into Black Clover.
Really?
They stopped making it.
Really?
Because they have to catch up for the manga.
Oh, okay.
So that's a little different, but they stopped making it as soon as I got into it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad they stopped, though, because the last time that happened, Full Metal Alchemist, they had to redo the whole season.
It sounds like a different show that people were mad about. Oh my god, because the books weren't out yet. By J.R.R. Tolkien. No, it wasn't by Tolkien. George R.R. Martin. Game of Thrones.
Season 7 of Game of Thrones
I've heard was awful.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But anyway, Wally, if all what you're saying is true here, I'm begging you, stop watching shows.
Please.
Stop watching shows. They're a huge fandom just crushed when you start watching shows and they're canceled.
You're hurting all of us, not just yourself. You know what's unfortunate? I started watching My Hero Academia
yesterday. Oh my god, no! This season is getting really good, Wally.
So,
this new season.
I'm sorry if that
really
show gets canceled.
I gotta go home and watch the episode now.
So, when you're talking about, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine here, like, rapping, you're talking about, like.
They've done filming.
Filming for the upcoming season, or okay.
Yeah, so, they've done filming for the upcoming season.
I did hear that this was the season. I did hear before the season they started filming that it was going to be the last season anyway.
Yeah, it is the last season. They didn't get renewed again. But it was funny. They got renewed before season 7 was over. And then I was like, yes, maybe they'll go keep going. And then before they start filming season 9, like, okay, we're excited just to announce, but this is our last season. Like, damn it! Every show!
Didn't they take it off the air for the last season, though? Like, it was, like, only on, what is it, Hulu?
No. I think that was, like there was a switchover at some point. It was on Fox, then it was on, now it's on NBC.
Yeah, it was on Fox, and it was...
Because it did get canceled, and then it came back.
I remember, yeah.
Everyone thought it was over, and then, yeah, it was brought back on NBC, which is where it still is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. For now.
Also
on Hulu. Well, for all of the remaining episodes.
I think I figured out why there's no movie for Community. I started watching Community.
Great.
Six seasons of movie. I've ruined the movie.
Man. Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I'll stop watching television. I'll erase My Hero Academia out of my watch history.
Just get rid of it. Stop watching it.
Stop watching it. Is that why all the Marvel shows are only one season? Because I like them and I watch them.
Yep.
Damn.
That's it. That's the only reason why.
But that's all the news for this week, and I feel like we spent a long time on that.
Yes.
But
I mean, that was a lot of news, so scared to check the time, but...
I mean, it's right there, so...
Yep. I'm just going to all, like, look all the way down below the camera.
I can't even read it. Too small. Okay. So, anyway, so...
Star Wars, but not news.
No, this is no longer Star Wars news. We're going to talk about the Bad Batch,
which
we all just watched
on Friday. Yes. No, don't tell them that. We all watched it on Friday.
It's already out.
We definitely did not watch it all, like...
Just before starting.
Right, yeah, I'll just come over here, watch it, because only one of us did.
One of us cares about this podcast.
Listen,
he's not on the podcast regularly, so we'll give him the skip, but... Brendan, you totally watched it. He totally watched it on Friday. Not today, ready for this podcast.
While eating Little Caesar's pizza.
Nope, not at all.
Nope.
But, Bad Batch, I forgot to take notes.
I mean, it's fresh in our heads,
but,
so...
Which, we should be okay.
There was something with a planet, and Echo had some lines.
There's multiple planets. Yeah. Three planets, I think. It's the first one they're leaving.
Was that one count, though? Because they didn't even name that.
That's true, they didn't.
What's the third one? Wait.
The one that they're based on. Where that club is.
That one was the first one, right?
That was the second one.
That was the second one. Remember they were getting shot.
Okay, so...
But they weren't on a planet. They were like a
They were near a planet. I guess you're right. There's only two planets.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, as we said, they're near a planet getting shot at and trying to get to hyperspace.
Yeah.
They had some animal.
Wrecker hits his head again. As always.
This has become just like a
spoiler
element.
We keep forgetting to do that. Our last episode, we didn't do spoiler alert. So I think at this point,
we are
24 episodes in.
Yes.
If you don't know by now, we're spoiling
also,
the entire
guys,
show.
We talk about the show on this podcast. So, you came here for a reason.
Yeah.
So it's your own fault.
And?
Let's get it. We're blaming you for not knowing that there are spoilers, not us.
And also, if you consider it a spoiler to hear that Wrecker has, like, hit his head,
right,
you've not been watching any of the Bad Batch.
You must
happens
really just
every
not
episode.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
You're on your phone all the time. Get off your damn phone. Well, I mean, don't, because you're listening to us on this.
Unless it's your laptop.
I think even after this episode.
There are none. I checked the analytics.
There are no laptop
listeners?
Listens?
No. Maybe
only phones?
Yeah, pretty much only phones.
Really?
Only phones.
Interesting.
It's like OnlyFans, but only phones.
Yeah. Only phones.
Phones and bikinis.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are
nude phones.
Listening to it on...
OnlyFans? Yes, that's where we posted this podcast. This is the chip roasting only fan.
I didn't know we were getting there.
We're not. Anyway, we're not. We're not that desperate for listens.
I mean, money is money, so.
Yeah.
That'd be really. That's just totally an audio medium.
On OnlyFans.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Hey, some people are into that, so.
It's not, but it's not ASMR, though. We're not, like, right up to.
I mean, we can if you want to.
Yes. But, I mean, no. But, anyway, so Rector hit his head.
You just gave up the illusion of this being the microphone here. Now that you know there's another smaller microphone
I'm
here.
Sorry.
Why is can this you, so I think high you can up?
See
it.
Why is, so that can, they can see it.
You, okay.
Can you see it? Oh, no. Oh,
we can continue from here.
Keep the entire episode. Continue from here. But anyway.
So the Bad Batch.
Bad Batch. So Wrecker hits his head on the way.
In space, have a space cat. Wrecker hits his head.
Lizard.
Space lizard? That was a lizard?
That was a lizard.
Yeah.
She said, what a weird lizard.
Yeah, but that's also kind of a joke. She is a lizard, too. She was staring directly into the camera when she said that. She was looking right at the camera. Yeah. She was like, what a weird lizard. And we're like, yeah, we know.
You were it. But anyway, so they got this lizard and they brought it back to, I can't remember her name.
I don't know.
The lizard lady, which is what I think I called her last time.
Yeah,
I can't remember. Brought it back to the lizard lady. She says, oh, what a weird lizard. And then looks at the camera for comedic timing.
Yeah.
As if we're, like, she breaks the fourth wall.
There's
like, what a weird lizard.
Figure in the background.
There is.
A figure, cloak
figure, yeah.
With a cloak. We'd have, get like a quick glimpse where like part of his face is
I gotta say,
it was Darth Sidious, guys.
I thought it was Obi-Wan making an appearance for a second.
Okay.
I really, just because of the way that they were making it look like.
I literally thought it was Darth Sidious.
Why
is Darth Sidious?
Second, I thought it was like Asajj Ventress for some reason, which is pretty weird. She died
dead.
In like the Clone Wars. Yeah.
She's dead.
Oh,
Spoiler alert for Dark Disciple. She's dead.
Oh yeah.
I did not know she died during the Clone Wars. I was.
Is it like
I
confirmed
in that book? Yeah. It's,
like,
I watched it in that book and I cried.
Yeah. I thought she.
It's a great book, by the way.
I remember her being like in the bounty hunter thing. Like she became a bounty hunter.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she was in. Well, she was in the Clone Wars after she left.
Did she die like in the show
wait.
The Clone Wars?
Okay, so that book exists because they didn't put it in the Clone Wars.
Okay.
It was supposed she was supposed to die in the
that
Clone Wars.
That was my
Wars,
question. Was.
But instead, it's a book.
Interesting.
Was it
great
that,
book?
Was it that
the second Star Wars book?
That storyline where that the like guerrilla style fighting Jedi like is about to sacrifice himself and then she does it instead or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
I can't remember his name. Quinlan Vos.
Yes.
Love that guy.
A crazy motherfucker.
Yeah,
he's cool.
You should read that book. He's a crazy
Oh, man. Yeah, doesn't he go, he, like, goes to the dark side for a second,
yeah,
and then she
you,
brings
did
it
you
back.
Watch it?
No, I watched a YouTube
probably.
Thing on the comic version
oh, okay.
of it.
Gotcha.
I think.
You're in the dark, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Just like the dark. Yeah.
Just like the disciple, you were in the dark.
Yes. Absolutely.
We're not in the dark, though.
No.
Very bright.
But, anyway, back to the Bad Batch.
So,
Bad
anyway, Batch. There's this figure, and then the Bad Batch is getting paid.
They argue then, about the money.
Yeah, they're like, what? I thought there was going to be more. And she was like, you're actually in debt, because...
it's like...
Because Wrecker and Omega are buying too much popcorn.
Yeah.
I guess that's
being
all it was.
Free, because, you know, they used to work for the Republic there. Either that, or, like, they thought it was implied when they started working for her that she would just cover those expenses, and she's like, no.
Wow, this sounds a lot like the way the U.S. government treats their veterans. Hmm. Anyway, that's a topic for a different podcast.
Yeah.
So then they go. Then they hear some shooting.
Yes.
And then they go back out.
Yes.
And they see these two people running away, and then they look at the cloaked figure, and it's Rex.
Yes.
Rex
yes.
is in the Bad Batch now, and as Brennan said when he was watching it by himself and he texted me.
He's
like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
Because I expected Rex to be, like, not introduced so quickly. I know we're, like, 7 episodes in now.
Yeah.
But I expected it to be, like, towards the end, we would see Rex, some other characters, but it was neat to see Rex.
It's 16 episodes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're
pretty much, pretty much halfway.
Yeah, we're kind of at the halfway point.
Right. We have 9 more weeks to wake up at 4:30 to watch the show. Wait, that's just me, sorry.
Yeah, that's over you.
I can't say I'm any better. I watched not this episode, but the last one. I watched that one at work, and I work overnight, so I watched it as soon as it came out.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
nice.
So I did
three.
The same thing.
Three,
with Logan,
right?
Yeah,
3 because it's 12. Like, see, this is why the West Coast is just a little better in terms of time.
Yeah,
because you don't have to wait till 3 a.m. You just look at that. It's midnight.
Yep.
Perfectly normal time to be up.
But with the whole thing with like. The Bad Batch, you know, it goes into essentially what Rex is like, oh, yeah, my inhibitor chip is removed. are your guys' inhibitor chips removed? And they're like, no.
No, but I do have a headache.
And then Rex,
you mentioned it.
And then Rex is like, here's the story, and it's kind of like all it is. Like, it feels like it's like, very like shoehorned, and like, this episode could have taken place at like any point in the series. It's just kind of like, oh, here's kind of this means where it's kind of made sense so far. It's kind of been some adventures, but they all kind of fit in this one line. Mm-hmm. So here's this like huge deviation, and then it just comes back to the story. It's just like the writers wanted the inhibitor chips to be removed. They're like, I don't know how to make them just want to remove their inhibitor chips. I know, just add Rex in and tell them to remove them. They can do that, and the story can like continue from
Did start kind of abrupt, too, because there was no lead into, like...
What do you mean there are pew-pews? You're how right. They introduced Rex.
No, the very beginning of episode.
Okay.
The space pew-pews.
Space pew-pews, yes, my favorite kind of pew-pews.
We didn't know what planet, what mission they were going for.
It's it was so just... funny, because the last episode just ended with like them like arriving back at the planet to like not deliver the droid head, which actually we talked about this kind of like last episode where it was like, why didn't Tech just clone the information he gave to them just to
if
get
that's
them.
All they wanted
like he's a clone, he can clone things too, right? That's how it works.
Just make it's just copy and paste.
So
if I can do it on my computer, they can do it on their computer.
So we just learned that he did not, but like
his name's a lie.
He's not a tech.
But like that, it's just like the last episode ended with them getting back from a mission. And so it also started with them like getting back from a mission there. So it's just like we skipped over a lot, and it's supposed to be like, oh, you know, they're doing adventures, but kind of just
what
started out of nothing, and then this other story like shoehorned in. Like this episode could have really taken place like
anytime,
in between any of the episodes
that
we have so far.
It's funny because like
or will have if they continue down this train of.
It could do what they did with the Clone Wars and have like a episode that's supposed to be at the beginning of the show in season 3. Like, we have the fill in for this episode in like season 3 of this show if it comes to it.
Please just never go back there. Please.
Clone Wars is all over the place.
What Disney Plus needs to add is just an ability to shuffle the episodes into the order that like chronologically they take place in.
I shouldn't have to look up a list of the. Chronological list.
I was recently. Like, I had some spare time. I was going back and, like, watching some of the Clone Wars that, like, Echo was in to, like, get his whole arc there.
Sure.
Yeah.
And literally, I jumped around from, like, the third season to the first season to the second season or whatever, and I was like, why? Why did they do this? There are two episodes right back-to-back with Echo that, like, are chronological. Like, why did they do that? There's literally one in, like, it's, like, season, like, 4 or something. It's, like, Echo is, like, episode 1 and episode 2, but to bridge the gap between the two, you have to go back and watch an episode from, like, season 1 or whatever. And it's...
They did that with Jabba's cousin. The arc. Because, like, they had that episode with Quinlan Voss, which I think is, like, in season 4.
Yeah.
But, like, all that took place in season 1. It's like, well, hold on, wait. And I think it's somehow connected to the movie.
Yeah, because of the whole... The plot of the movie is the cousin is the reason why the baby got stolen and all that other stuff.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just like, wait, hold on, huh?
Because,
like,
that.
When I watched it through the first, I'm like, wait, this doesn't make sense here. This already happened. I already know what happened.
Wait, episodes of the Clone Wars take place before the Clone Wars movie?
After.
No, there are. Oh. There are episodes of the Clone Wars that take place before the Clone Wars movie.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, season 3.
I thought it was all after the movie.
I thought it was
I have a list. No, it's not all after the movie. Hold on. I have the list because I wanted to go back and watch it in order, but I didn't want to watch the movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I watched the movie kind of recently.
It's not a good movie.
It's okay.
It's fine.
It's not that bad.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not bad.
So it's season 2, episode 16 is the first ever Clone Wars episode, chronologically.
Wait,
then it's episode 1, season 1, season 2, episode 16.
That's
which is called Cat Mouth. And then it's episode 2 1 no season 1 episode 16.
Okay.
And then it's the movie.
Wow.
Okay.
And then it's episode then it's season 3 episode
is
1
season
3 episode 2 sorry season episode season 3 episode 3 and then we go back to the beginning
is
of one
season 2 episode 16 the one with the bounty hunters.
Cat and Mouse, that's what it's called.
Is it the one with the bounty
no,
hunters?
No, it's the one with that weird frog person. No, the Spider-Man, the spider guy. Not Spider-Man. The
None
spider
of this
guy.
Is helpful.
You don't remember the spider guy? Hold on.
Yeah, I'm lost too.
You don't remember the tarantula looking guy?
Oh, Trench?
Yes, Trench. Admiral Trench. He's
He's
the whole reason they're on Christophsis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those are his forces that he's commanding in the movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very confusing, and anyone who watches The Clone Wars should watch it through season one. It's a movie season
I
one
did
onward.
Not realize it was so
don't watch it in chronological order if you're going to watch it for the first time. Don't bother.
Okay.
Go through the second time and watch it in chronological order.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Bad Batch. what happens then is, like, Rex, you know, he comes in and is like, inhibitor chip's bad, let's go remove them. And they're like, okay. And they go to this planet to remove their in...
The planet is, is Bracca, which is from Jedi Fallen Order.
Yes.
Which is an amazing game, and I really want to replay it again.
And it's canon, which means you have to play it to understand all of Star Wars.
Not all of Star Wars. Okay. Not all of Star Wars, surprisingly. Yes.
But all those books you have to read.
One of you just start like a Twitch stream of like playing through the game, and I'll just like tune in occasionally. I'll do it.
Just somebody let me borrow their PlayStation 4. I already have a PlayStation account. I just got to log in, and all my games are going to be there. It's already there. Just get something going. It'll be a joint stream.
I'll do it, but I need a PS4. Wait, hold on. Then you can't do it. But,
our podcast depends on viewers like you. Please.
I promise you guys, I'm a good gamer. I know all the secrets and stuff.
We will give you a shout out.
I am a good gamer, trust me. If you have a Twitch stream and you want to drop in the comments so Brennan can watch you play Jedi Fallen Order, please do, because he needs to understand. That's why he's going to read all his books.
If you have a PlayStation 4 and would like to drop your PlayStation 4,
drop it off with RJ so he can do it. That also works. Completely fine. As he said, he has his own account and his games are on there. So you only have to supply the PlayStation 4.
I just need to borrow it for like 3 days. That's how long it took me to finish the game last time. I'm sure I can.
And then Brennan just needs to watch. So just send him the link when you're done.
Yes.
So absolutely. We need either a Twitch link or a PlayStation 4. Yes. Either one will suffice.
Whichever is easier.
But anyway, so they're on Bracca now.
Yes.
And they meet Rex there, and Rex is like, alright, we gotta go all the way over there. Yes. And so Wrecker's like, well, why did we park here? And then, they're sounding.
Just like beat by beat here. Why are we parking here? Well, look up there. They look up there. There's a little ship going by. Those are the Trashers Guild or whatever it is.
The Trashers Guild.
I'm sorry, just the way you went. Why did we park here?
He's not wrong. Why did we park here, damn it? It's like, we're trying to go to Disneyland. It's all the way over there. Then why did we park here?
This is the goodest it's gonna get. Get out and walk.
But anyway,
they're walking.
Yes.
You'll never guess which character hits their head.
I will walk 500 miles and I will walk 500 more.
As they're walking, there's like stagnant water, and Hunter looks out and like his senses allow him to detect something moving. And he's like, don't go in the water. And we all know what that means.
That means someone's going to go in the water.
Yeah.
Someone's going to take a dip.
And who was it?
Who could have possibly hit their head and gone in there?
Yeah.
It was Wrecker.
Of course it was Wrecker.
So Wrecker's dragged in by this monster thing, which I think might have been the same monster thing that was in the trash compactor in episode 4.
I personally believe it was a different species of Sarlacc. Because I read I read up something... I watched a video.
watching videos is the same at this point.
It explained the difference in species of the Sarlaccs, and there's the ones like on Tatooine, which are the desert-dwelling ones, and then there's the...
This is famously not a desert, so this makes sense.
Yeah, and then there was also the trash one, which is the one you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's not technically a Sarlacc, but it's like... in the same like genus family kind of thing.
That makes sense.
And then there's the water dwelling ones, which is like the one on Bracca. So
imagine
there
are three types of Sarlacc: the desert one, the water one, and the trash one.
Yeah.
That is the environment it is in. It is trash. It only grows in trash.
Well, no,
it's just like the Pokemon. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Garbodor?
No, not Garbodor. It's a Burmy. It is Burmy because there's the grassy form, the sandy form, and the trash form.
Oh, yes! You're right.
That is true.
Yeah. So it's like this. There's the desert, there's the water, there's
and
the trash.
Yeah. There we go.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Pokemon Star Wars confirmed?
Exactly.
But no, the reason it was like those are the only three has to do with the the size of the Sarlacc. Only certain kinds of planet can support that amount of...
And Death Stars.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Wait, how did it get on the Death Star?
That...
No.
Don't worry about that.
See?
Plot hole. Unnecessary to fill. Don't worry about it.
No, see, you have to remember, because there was one that shows on this planet of trash, but it was in one of the Sidar Destroyer, you know, like, ships or whatever. Mm.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
The Death Star was built by the same people. It was built by the same people who built the Death Star, right? But I just think that when they're building these,
maybe
there's just like a random chance that these just like randomly just like spawn, just like fully grown. And they're just like in Minecraft, you can like set up like spawns or whatever, just a random chance. It just spawns in there.
They set up a bed and they respawn in the Death Star.
Yeah.
This all makes so much sense. Plot holes being filled.
So,
but anyway,
he gets his head. He crawls out. They go to the med bay. They're like, okay, this works. We'll like start removing the chips. And then
Rex had the audacity to say the words Order 66.
And then Wrecker was like, that sounds like familiar. There, I have like some memory of that. Let me just think about that. Let me think about that for one moment. I remember now. Good soldiers follow orders.
Duh! Good soldiers follow orders!
So his eyes aren't thinking straight. Let me help you.
So then as a good soldier, he starts to follow orders. And he starts to, like, just attack everybody around him.
And then Omega shoots him. And then he's like, oh, no, you did not shoot me, little girl.
No, yes. She misses.
I thought she got him.
She shoots at him.
Okay. But regardless, he says... No, yes. That ain't happening. You yes. too. No, yes. No survivors.
He thinks, "Am I above hurting a child?"
And then he says, "No. If Anakin Skywalker can do it, so can I.
Yes. If it's good enough for the chosen one, it's good enough for me."
So then he goes and starts to attack Omega, and Omega's like, "You wouldn't hurt me. This isn't you. This is the chip." And then he says, "Good soldiers follow orders." And then gets shot by Rex.
Stunned.
It's stunned.
It's just like, I am the Senate, but it's just like, I am the chip.
Well, that's what the chip does in the brain. I am the brain. So anyway, then they do the surgery.
He's stunned by someone. I don't remember who stunned
Rex.
Him. It was Rex?
It was Rex.
Yeah.
Because he was bald.
Yes.
And I don't think anyone but other than Echo is bald.
Yeah, I also find it, like, super funny. So this is jumping, like, way back in the show, but, like, as soon as, like, Rex took off his hood, they were like, oh, it's Rex. I mean, they all kind of look the same. I know there's, like, a little different things.
And,
like,
right.
It took them no time. They were like, oh, yeah, Rex.
Well, because they're all clones. They would know.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, what other clone do you know that has, blonde hair?
Blonde bolt. Yeah, that's true. He does have that thing.
I have yet to see any clone with the any
Omega.
Kind of blonde hair.
I was
that
honestly,
doesn't count.
Omega.
That's not blonde. That's like white.
I was honestly thinking it would be super funny if like the Empire team came up with this idea to like just like make one of their clones look like Rex, and just like send them out there. Yeah. Just pretend like you're Rex. Go and find the Bad Batch. Send like a bunch of clones that just like have their head shaved, you know, blonde, to look like Rex.
Right. It wouldn't be hard.
It's like no. Pretend you're Rex and then lead them back to the Empire.
Who's Rex? No, don't worry about it. Just go.
Yeah. Or just encourage them to activate their inhibitor chips. You get to see them, you know? Be like, oh yeah, inhibitor chips. You know,
just look at them
useful.
And yell Order 66 until they all start saying good soldiers follow orders.
Like,
oh my
goodness. You remember Order 66?
Just
Order 66 and chill.
Just imagine the Bad Batch just like they're like you know, they're like landed they're like stranded somewhere, they're surrounded by like the stormtrooper clones or whatever, and they're like, wow, they're so well armed. Wait a minute, those aren't guns. Those are megaphones. Why do they have those? And all of these are like,
Order 66.
Order 66. Order 66.
Good soldiers follow orders. Yes. And everybody's just like, oh man, you're right. I'm sorry. Oh.
Duh.
Oh. That's what they're trying to say. The Empire is good. I see now.
My bad, guys. That's
on
me.
Total misunderstanding. I'm totally gonna go shoot Saw Gerrera now. You guys have convinced me.
Matter of fact, I got him on speed dial. Let me just... hey, I need you to meet me somewhere.
Yes. But anyway, so they get the chips out of most of their heads. I don't think they got Scout yet. Not Scout. Tracker? No.
Hunter?
Hunter, Scout, sure. Tracker, same thing.
I'm pretty sure that the with them cutting to having Tech as the last one.
Yeah, it was confirmed.
Well, but then again, I guess he also has that headband on, and that's where they would cut. So.
Right, yes.
All
right. But it didn't look like they did Omega, so...
Because they don't think Omega has one.
Right.
Right.
Are they correct? I don't think they bothered to check. They just gonna have to be like, oh yeah, she probably doesn't have one. We're probably good.
I think it's safe to assume that she does have one, since she is a clone.
She is a clone, right?
Because depending on how old she actually is, and how fast clones grow, and
at
how
least
long,
12 days.
Well, that's what I mean. Is she, like, straight out of the tube? Was she grown until that
straight
age?
Straight out of the tube.
Yeah, like...
If we ever make merch, straight out of Compton, but the tube.
Straight out of the tube. Straight out of Bacta. That's a little,
there we
that's a little
go.
Star Wars joke.
There we go. Straight out of Bacta. But, so yeah, they didn't check for her, and then Rex leaves, and...
That's it.
Except for, you got the thing where someone's looking at them.
Oh,
all
yeah.
Right.
But the Trash Guild was like, oh, look, intruders.
Yeah. The Trash Guild, though,
let's call
interestingly,
Darth Vader.
I don't know if you guys caught it. To me, it looked like the Knights of Ren, just from the...
Yes, they did have... Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they could put that in there and that not be connected somehow. Because it can't just be that's just...
Right, this isn't Marvel.
I mean, it might as well be. They're both Disney now.
That's fair.
They all got the same idea.
Iron Man. It was actually Iron Man.
You're right.
Thanos.
Yeah.
They called Thanos.
Yes.
Hey, Thanos.
Oh, so we need some extra help finding
actually,
this bad batch.
There actually is some more news. There was a Parks and Rec clip that was put out recently. This is related. It doesn't sound like it's related right now.
Parks and Rec, Star Wars, okay.
Yeah.
I'll wait.
There was a Parks and Rec clip that was put out. It was foreseen. There's like a 1 minute version of this that was like in an episode of Parks and Rec. But the full clip was 8.5 minutes long. They released the full thing for the first time on their YouTube page. And it was Patton Oswalt, I believe. It was one of the episodes that he was in. And it was him doing a filibuster in which he's just ranting for the entire 8.5 minutes about his pitch for Star Wars Episode 7. And it is just it's literally just him talking the entire time. This is not scripted. He just was like improvising the entire time. So about Star Wars Episode 7, it starts off, normal Star Wars, and then he's like, okay, and bear with me here. Camera pans up and you see Thanos. And it's super funny to watch. He just connects like as many properties as possible. All under Star Wars Episode 7, this is what happens. At one point, so we're like, oh, there's one scene where like Luke is like there and Han comes up and he's looking all grizzly, holds up Chewbacca's like severed head.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Chewbacca gets like a robot body, and they team up with like the X-Men from like Fox to fight like Thanos is in the universe. But yeah, it's like that. So this is what the Bad Batch is trying to do now. They're trying to bring Marvel into Star Wars.
Let's do it.
If Fast and the Furious and Jurassic Park can combine at some point in time, we can totally do this.
That is another thing I do not understand. They have nothing to do with each
other. No one does. I think they're owned by the same company. That's literally it.
I know that Fast 9 is supposed to be going into space, so maybe Space Dinosaur?
Please, Space Dinosaur. Please, Space Dinosaur.
I feel like that's, at this point,
to a real Jurassic World. It's
right,
perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
The last Fast and Furious movie I saw was Hobbs and Shaw, and that one isn't technically a part of the main story, so.
Right. I have not seen any of them, because there's too many movies to catch up on. And two, I don't care.
Hobbs and Shaw, I feel like, is worth it just for The Rock. And
The Rock is good.
And what's his name?
He makes a lot of movies.
What is the dude's name?
He's very busy. Hobbs. Shaw, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
He's in a whole bunch of action movies. Not that one.
Ben Bruce Willis?
Yes. Is it Bruce Willis? No.
I don't know. He looks bald. That's all I remember.
Yes.
I like how maybe we have the internet on our hands, or at least me and him do, because you canceled the internet.
I don't need it.
Deleted it, sorry.
Don't need it. What do I need it for?
To figure out. What I need it for? Information?
No,
who needs information?
Don't need that. No.
But, anyway, so that was that episode of The Bad Batch. I thought it was really good. I thought the cinematography was really good.
Yeah.
Especially when Wrecker turned.
Yeah.
You mentioned that?
We
did.
That was pretty scary, yeah.
This whole veiny thing on the side of his head got, like, super bad. It was, like, purple or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, but I didn't even notice that. That was interesting.
This was, like, the first episode really, really good episode since the first one. Like, the other one's been good.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like this one...
I like the other episode. This one's kind of a weird one for me just because of, like, how forced the plot seemed. It seemed like it was
Yeah.
I'm bad at figuring that out, though.
It seems like it's not the time variance authority would have a huge problem with this. It's just, you know, veering so far off.
Different show.
The course. It's just a lead in here. It's just a lead in.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah. There you go. So Loki started this week on Wednesday. Wait, that was smooth.
Yeah. Are there any more notes about the Bad Batch before we move all the way on? Yeah. No, not yours.
No.
I have not. Do you want to mention? No. Mm-mm. Bad Batch, still good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You asked me this last week, but have you liked the Bad Batch so far?
So far, yeah. My only problem, really, thus far, has been them kind of, like, adding in extra characters from other properties that
Superman. Yeah, that was a weird episode.
No, I was mainly talking about Fennec Shand. I like her as a character.
Yeah,
and I like her inclusion in it, but she's more of an adult show type villain.
That's fair. I mean,
to put her in the Clone Wars, kind of like, because if she was in the show, she would have probably thrown Omega into like a box or something and just been like, all right, we're going. Like, if this was like a part of like the Boba Fett thing.
Well, but you remember, this is her, like, she's a brand new bounty hunter.
Oh, okay.
She's not ruthless yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's learning.
Book of Boba, or like a Mandalorian Fennec Shand would have been like, hey kid, get in this box.
Right.
Or I'm going to shoot you through the head.
Yeah. Cause
but I'm a child.
That.
No, I don't care. You see, I care this much. And if you notice, there's no space between here. Well, the atoms, shut the fuck up.
No, again, good enough for the chosen one. Good enough for everybody else.
Fair.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I have really enjoyed the Bad Batch. I'm very glad it's not as short as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was only going to be like 10, 11 episodes, but 16.
And they're doing it kind of like in the way of Rebels, is where it's like episode to episode based, and not doing like whole giant arcs yet, which I feel like we're going to get that closer to the end of the
first
season. So.
The first like 5 episodes definitely seem to be very close-knit one after another, and then 6 and 7 have been like kind of their own little things.
Right, and there definitely could have been an episode 6.5 because they're just on a mission.
Yeah.
They're getting back from a mission, and then they're getting back from a different mission. Like, wait, what happened? I want to know.
Right.
You could have made another episode here.
Yeah.
But, unless, like we said, we're just out of order.
Yes. Hopefully not. Hopefully they've learned from that horrible mistake. But mistake. Apparently, with Disney doing this and Disney doing Marvel, I mean, Disney definitely hasn't learned Marvel.
We're going to get to that now, actually.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
Loki.
We kind of already got from that.
That's
with, like,
true. We've already
news.
Transitioned. But, yeah. Loki picks up in 2012 in New York City, right where we were at Endgame.
Yes.
When
we
left Loki, Tony gets just decked by Hulk, loses the cube of destiny, because I can't remember the name.
The cube of destiny.
Wow.
The cube of destiny.
Wow,
no.
Oh, also, I will say that with that, you know, in the last episode, I talked about how with the Marvel Legends clip available on Disney Plus.
Forgot to watch it.
Oh yeah, it's not. It's like, honestly, it's like one of the worst ones I think so far out of all of them. But it did not touch on the Loki and Endgame like at all.
Wow.
Didn't mention him at all. So I'm glad that the Loki show started off with that scene from Endgame, because if it didn't, the show would have made no sense to a casual viewer.
Who only saw Endgame.
It's still kind of already doesn't make as much sense for someone who like doesn't necessarily remember all of the events of like how things work
and doesn't want to go and sit for 3 hours and watch it.
Yeah. But it was enough of a context that I liked.
Yeah.
So it picks up there. And so then he goes, he's in the Gobi Desert in Mongolia, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And so the TVA,
which
they come out of their portal things, which are cool. I like the, I like the way they're designed.
Which also, do you think he chose to go?
No,
I think he picked it up and was like, all right, let's go.
It was just random.
He was just like, take me wherever, and then he just went.
Yeah, no, that'd be weird if he had to go to the Gobi Desert. It's a weird place to go.
Yeah, because like, I feel like he's used...
I don't know how the Tesseract works, if I'm being honest. He was also handcuffed, so...
Yeah.
And he couldn't speak, so it's not like he could say what where he wanted to go, but... so...
I guess that's true. He was like, away from here, and it was like...
Gobi Desert.
He was like 100 feet above the desert. He could just fall. he'll be fine.
The TVA comes out, they arrest him, whatever, and then they reset the timeline. I have a few questions about the timeline.
I have a question even before that. I feel like Loki didn't put up enough of a fight when like the TVA came.
No,
because like they came out of nowhere. They obviously have like power, and he was just like, I'm just gonna like walk up to you, walk up within like arm's length of you.
I think he just wanted the Tesseract so he could like enhance his power or something. I don't know. Because he went for the Tesseract.
I feel like he would have done that with more of an effort overall, and not just like
should kind of force,
you know. Yeah, well, I mean, he has like illusions and everything. Like
that's true.
Yeah, he could have done any kind of illusion, and he was just like
literally like 5 minutes before in the episode he was Captain America. So like really,
yeah,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it's just some weird.
Felt a bit forced. Everything else, I felt made sense and was good, but that just his interaction, like him being captured that easily.
Yeah,
when we've seen him get out of way harder things. Yeah. Obviously, this isn't him with all of that experience, but still, sure. I mean, he has the capability. I mean...
They have completely, like, eviscerated his... Is that a word? They have scaled down his power so much in the movies compared to the comic books.
Yeah, for sure. He should be a much bigger threat than what he's acting like.
Yeah. I know, especially in 2012 when, like, he was, like, trying to take over the entire world. I mean,
Midgard, as he says.
Yeah, like... I understand kind of like later on because she's trying to be more of like a hero or whatever. But when he's like the super evil dude trying to be all powerful, like use your powers, dude.
They reset. They put the little reset button down. So I have a few questions about that. So how was the timeline reset? Is reset to the one we know?
Yeah.
How did it erase Scott, Tony, and Steve being there at all?
No, I think so.
It did not reset them because they were supposed to be there.
I think...
But did it... Okay, so then did it erase it to Tony not dropping the briefcase?
No, it just erased it to...
I don't think it erased...
That was all supposed to happen.
But Loki getting the Tesseract wasn't supposed to happen.
See, that's what I hate, because that doesn't make sense. Unless it's supposed to happen that Loki comes to the TVA.
Well, apparently he is, because of what we find out later.
But then how is he a variant, then?
He's only a variant because he's supposed to be a variant.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
That is the problem with time travel, and it makes no sense. I just can't wait till Loki messes things up enough for the multiverse to come out and about.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So we know that's where this is going.
Especially because of how they explained how the time variant association works with the flow of time and everything.
Yes.
They kind of made it like visually, like okay, yes. Multiverse.
Right. So does this happen in 2012, or does it just happen in?
I think so.
Non-universe.
Well, the time variant authority does not take place
in a universe. Right.
It exists outside of time, but it's outside of time in the universe.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So the thing with the time reset thing, like you were saying earlier, though, I think all it does is it resets not the entire like time of everything once they push it, because that would be impossible for all of that.
Or is it just what happened in Mongolia?
In Mongolia, yeah. See, so just that section that thinking. They affected.
But see, so I don't know how Loki messed up time.
Yeah, so, I'm confused about how Loki's the issue here.
Unless the only thing that was wrong was he wasn't supposed to pick up the Tesseract.
But how could
he have veered off?
No, but that means that Tony was supposed to get away with the Tesseract. Or maybe 2012... Maybe. Tony was supposed to be like, "Oh, the Tesseract," and then pick it up. He had a heart attack.
They said that the Hulk was the problem. To the Avengers was supposed to happen.
The Hulk's not the problem because he did that anyway.
What?
If Tony hadn't been there, Hulk was still going to smash through the door because he had to take the stairs anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It does not make sense for Loki to be.
Loki the variant? Yes.
Unless when he used the Tesseract, that's what let him, like, skip out of, like, the time thing. Because I think the Tesseract, here's what's possible. When he used the Tesseract, it took him back to like the prime timeline of 2012. This is happening kind of like a shadow timeline 2012, because obviously those events aren't actually taking place. They don't actually change events of like the main timeline in the past. It's like a shadow timeline, and when he picked up the Tesseract and used it, instead of traveling in that shadow timeline, he jumped back to actual 2012. That would explain why he was there.
I kind of see what you're saying.
I don't.
But also, no idea what you're saying.
So
this is all very confusing. I think we're definitely overthinking, but that's what John is.
Yeah.
I think what it is instead of it being, like you said, part of a whole separate timeline, it's like the same one. But because it's just, he's just jumping from spot, like place to place, instead of outside of what's going on. So, but because of what happened with the Avengers, like they said, that stuff was supposed to happen. So they confiscated the Tesseract after they caught him. So,
but then they just put it in that guy's drawer.
Yeah, so that it's out of the timeline. So therefore, that part of it is still there.
So,
when he's coming, like you said, he's coming back into, like when he's jumping around and he finally ends up in Mongolia. That's like, this is everything that's supposed to be happening right now. Mm-hmm. Except for you coming into Mongolia.
See, so, yeah, one thing is, like, so here was, like, the timeline, right?
Right.
So, you know, here's 2012 on the timeline. Here's,
The timeline that we have in the movies.
Here's, like, 23
is when the ending happens.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So here's 2012. Here's 2023.
For everyone listening, he's pointing at his arm as a timeline.
Yes. So in 2023, they travel back to 2012.
Right.
But not like here, 2012, like a different, timeline of 2012. Okay. Doesn't actually exist. It's still this timeline, but it's just kind of, but it, events that are happening over here do not affect
here. I see what you're talking about.
So then they traveled, so they were doing everything in here was contained, you know, mm-hmm. So we're not changing the timeline. When Loki picked up the Tesseract instead of traveling in here, he jumped back onto the main timeline.
So there's two Lokis.
Yeah.
And so they have to get rid of this Loki and resets that area. That makes sense. Right.
That's what I think.
The arm was necessary.
Yes. That's the only thing that I can think makes sense, explains why the Avengers weren't variants there, but Loki was.
That would kind of mess with how the Tesseract works, though, as a Infinity Stone, because it would mess with it being involved in the time dilation and also the space dilation too. So I feel like that's like just like a little bit too, I don't know.
It was supposed to happen, damn it. That was supposed to know.
I don't know.
They don't think ex-Marvel fans will think too much about it. And then they watch WandaVision and they're like, shit, we're just going to keep going with Loki.
I see what you're saying, and it does make sense.
That would make sense that way.
Right, yes. Yeah. But if that's the case, then that means what is the Tesseract actually?
According to TVA, nothing. Literal garbage.
Yeah. See, but you have to remember, in like the original Captain America movie, it was used to like charge like
weapons.
Yeah, like batteries, basically. So people like to think of them as like, oh, this only affects here, but like I do think they're a little more universal than that, but just have like their focuses.
Okay.
It typically would be a different point in space, I think, too, because the whole like shadow timeline thing isn't an actual timeline, because with like the TVA and everything, you know, like everything's all on one path. So there wasn't technically like a different path there.
Okay.
It was just something that was like also occurring, but not really. I don't know. The way they kind of explain time now is kind of weird.
No, it is. Yeah. It's the multiverse theory, but
it was kind of like one line. It did like a loop back here, but we still kind of like stayed on like the same line here. Yeah. So
I don't know. Was supposed to happen. It's always supposed to know.
That's
But anyway, so that they explain that later in the episode. So where are we in the episode?
Not the worst. We're still at
the very beginning. This is gonna be this is already a long.
We still haven't even met Lightning McQueen yet.
So anyway,
how many times does he say wow in this episode?
None.
Really?
I'm still waiting for him to say, wow.
Man.
But, no, don't worry. That was the first thing. Like, I can't wait for Owen Wilson to say, wow. So anyway, so the sacred timeline, so that, you know, he gets to the TVA.
He has no idea what's going on. He really doesn't fight back as much as I thought he would.
Right.
He's really kind of caught me off guard for the whole episode there.
Right.
I expect him to kind of just, you know, like, resist or fight back. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of like, I'm just kind of like, object to this verbally here, but like, not
right. Really. Oh, we forgot that she hits him, makes him slow-mo, and then puts a collar on him.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
cool. But anyway, so she brings it back, and then he goes through all this, this, like, he just goes and does paperwork. Mm. They do a really funny scene where they say, sign here, this is everything you've ever said, sign here if you can confirm that. And he's like, what?
That's one of my favorite scenes.
Sign here, too. And he's like, what is this? Sign here, too. And then he just shuts up and signs.
Yeah.
And then his clothes go away, and new clothes come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was...
They, like, vaporize this...
And then there was this kind of a weird funny scene where he has to go through a metal detector, and if he's a robot without knowing, he burns up from the inside. And he's like, well, what if I'm a robot? What if I didn't know? And he's like, well, then you'll burn up from the inside. He's just like, well, shit, I don't know.
Did you notice that on the side of the metal detector it had, like, splatter lines?
Uh-huh.
So somebody's gone in without realizing.
If they were robots.
And it's just like, well, we're going to get deleted anyway.
Oh, man. Damn variant. Anyway, so you go through all the bureaucratic stuff. That's the word I was trying to look for. And you go through all the bureaucratic stuff. He gets into this big, like, DMV waiting room type thing with, like, lines and stuff like that. Mm. There's another guy in there. He's told to take a ticket. He's like,
take a ticket.
Just us.
Just take a ticket, though.
Okay. Did you notice how the first guy says, what is this, a deli? They don't have that down here, ticket-taking things, and delis.
Yeah, no.
They should, because it's horribly, like...
I mean,
it's just the one at the Harris Theater near here is awful with the deli counter. Like, they're so
slow. A lot of them now with the Harris Theater, I know for at least they're doing it online. So
because of COVID.
Well, no, just general.
And just to make it better.
Yeah, just
it's bad.
They said that they added it maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, like the app to where you can order a sub online and then pick it up. Yeah.
Should advertise that. So people will get frustrated while they're waiting for their deli.
Right, yeah. But especially when COVID came, it was like you just be like, okay, I will be here at this time to pick it up, so have it ready by this time.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada. I ordered one for lunch, and it was pretty good.
It explains why it's slow for you now, because everyone else has just ordered theirs online. So when you show up, they're just like... They're too busy making all the subs in the back for the people who actually did what they were supposed to.
Yeah, so they got to take all this extra time to do it in person.
Well, it's never me; it's my mom. She gets frustrated with it. But anyway, he doesn't take a ticket. That other guy, and then he gets vaporized. He's like, I tried to ask for a ticket, and then he's just like, I'm done with this shit.
But go Loki, away. Remember to take a ticket, but he's like, as soon as he sees something, he's like, what am I taking?
There's a video that explains everything beautifully. And Tara Strong
explains all of what?
The timeline thing. In the remember the little animated thing?
Oh.
In the universe it explains everything beautifully. Yeah. Tara Strong is Miss Minutes. Which, if you guys didn't know that, Tara Strong, really? Who that is.
No.
Do you know Timmy Turner? Her voice of her. Yeah. Miss Minutes. Which everyone is flipping out about that, because everyone loves Tara Strong. Yeah, she's cool. Like, amazing. She does more voices than you can really think about. Because if I told you more, I don't really know more off the top of my head. If I told you more, you'd be like, wow. She literally was my childhood.
Yeah. 100%, yeah.
But
I think she was Bubbles from Powerpuff Girls. Mm-hmm. That was one of them.
Oh, God. Did you see that? We talked about that last week. The script for the Powerpuff Girls show?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. It was bad. We'll talk about that after the show. Because we talked about that last week. But anyway, so Tara Strong was Miss Minutes, and they explained about the...
That reminds me, this is unrelated, kind of, but the guy who voices all of the clones in Star Wars...
D. Bradley Baker.
He also voiced the cat in Curious George, who just meows.
What?
Apparently, that was him.
And he's Perry the Platypus.
Yeah, he's
Perry the Platypus. What? Really?
Yeah, he's
Perry the Platypus.
Because I was curious. I was looking him up because I was like, I just want to see, you know, all his, like, all the roles with the clone stuff. I was surprised
he's a news announcer in SpongeBob.
He's also some of the aliens in, like,
yeah, I feel like,
in, like,
with me.
He's all the
no.
He's like some of the aliens in like the Ben 10 shows as well. It's like, that's just really cool.
Yeah, he was most of my childhood. There. He's everywhere. Okay.
He's got a
he was in Scooby-Doo for like some monster voices.
He's Perch Perkins. In SpongeBob.
No, he's fucking not.
Yeah, he is. He's Perch Perkins. You gotta go. Trust me, when you hear it, you're like, oh my god, that's the clones. Yeah. And Perry the Platypus and the cat from Curious George, apparently.
Apparently, just meows.
From the Curious George movie?
No, show. From like...
The show?
Yeah. From the show.
Yeah, Dee Bradley Baker is everywhere. You just don't know. He's got a great range. But anyway. Tara Strong. Tara Strong. Tara Strong, Dee Bradley Baker, your childhood makers. Anyway. So,
So there's the whole video that plays
the whole video, and we find out about the sacred timeline.
Very creepy way of like showing things.
Yes, it all looks like Spy versus Spy.
All looks horrible. I don't know why they'd want to get rid of the multiverse. I mean, like, I understand why, because
they were at war, Brandon. They had to.
That was the
that's
war.
That's why. I don't know why they wanted to do it, because there's a war. They explained it in the video, maybe. Yeah, Brandon.
But still, I don't know. It just.
But anyway, so they explain that there is a sacred timeline, which is the proper flow of time. So I have a theory. I have a theory and a question. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's the only timeline. It's just the one that they can control. But do you guys think that this is the only timeline, or it's the only one that they can control?
I think it's the only one.
Okay. I don't think it's the only one, just because they said that. They did say that they, like, merged all of them together.
Right.
But what about the timelines that split off so much that just ended up becoming their own timeline?
Like Andrew Garfield is not Tom Holland.
Wait, actually does bring an interesting point with all of that there. Because if, like, I was acting under the impression that, like, Loki would do something to cause everything to start to split off here. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to have, like, Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, those could not have existed if that was the only timeline.
Right. The only way I feel like they can explain that, though, is if the first branch...
Tom Holland gets plastic surgery.
Slow down. I feel like it'll have something to do with the time resets. Mm-hmm. It may be whatever Loki is doing to mess up the timeline to become a variant has something to do with the split off. Because every time he does anything, there's some kind of split, like they said.
Right.
So I feel like probably towards the end of the show, when they get to it, it might be like a direct lead into the multiverse of madness.
The multiverse
What if in like the last episode or whatever, Loki part of the whole traveling back, trying to find travels back to the moment in time in which the time gods sort of merge all the timelines. Mm-hmm. Something happens that prevents that merge from happening.
Right. Ooh, right. What, that would be interesting. And what if there are like more than just those time keepers?
Right.
There could be multiple sets of timekeepers for each timeline, so everyone has its sacred timeline.
There is a multiverse still of like sacred timelines.
But they're like kept apart from each other, and then this releases, and then whatever happens in Loki or in WandaVision or Multiverse Madness, they all just kind of merge together.
Interesting.
I like
and the incursions happen, like in Secret Wars in the comics.
I like the Loki going back to the first merge. That
could work. Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Just so that it'll include everything eventually, because otherwise they would just have to throw back in all the movies that have already been made, the Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, all of that, and the Fox ones.
Right.
Jesus Christ! Just imagine what they're gonna do when Fox finally merges.
Right. So, you know, this is something to think about. Obviously, we're barely in this. So. They say the sacred timeline, and you really, and then when you realize what could happen in not just Multiverse of Madness, but Spider-Man 3, you're just like, well, is there only one sacred timeline? So that's the reason I have that question.
Yeah. Interesting. So then after this, he's like on trial, and they're like, how do you plead? And he's like,
you haven't
told me anything. I know my Miranda rights here. You have to.
And they're like, what is this, America? You're guilty.
Yeah. So then they're like, you have, and then he's like, cause he's like, oh, I've put up with this for long enough here. And then they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, just wait.
Give it a second.
Hold on. You know, this takes a little while longer as a man of my age here.
I was just about to say, he couldn't get it up.
So then he keeps doing that, and they're all like, your magic doesn't work. Your puny magic has no say. This is science only. No cosmic powers here.
Science.
And
my science defeats
like,
your magic.
Oh, okay. And then Lightning McQueen zooms in, like, takes a backseat.
While all this is happening, he was off doing something else. He was off.
Oh yeah, I guess there was
a
scene
at a crimes a variant yeah. crime scene where he kills a bunch of priests in a church.
Not yeah. him.
Well, no, whatever this other person
yeah,
is, this right. other variant.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't know who it is.
No, it was the Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, yeah,
that
no,
time
no, yeah. The way you phrased it was like Lightning McQueen just starts murdering a bunch of priests. I was like, okay, I did not remember that scene.
But anyway, no, he
didn't rewatch.
So
art.
There was
going on.
No, so this other variant is off doing things, and he left, and that variant left the crime scene. Lightning McQueen, yeah. that's his name.
Yeah,
He's at that crime scene for trying to figure everything out. He talks to this kid who has like some sort of modern candy, which is weird.
Not even modern. I think it was like
50s.
Future.
Candy, oh, future
right?
candy. Okay.
Right.
No, they were in the past. It was in the past. I think it was
the candy, not the kid.
Yeah.
Because that's the future I'm
scared.
Oh. Talking about like the specific candy that he had. It looked to me like
the
candy
one that he had.
From,
okay.
Yeah.
Because if that's
yeah.
the future I'm scared.
I think it was just candy from the like time variant, whatever, like
right,
dimension or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It was very blue.
Yeah.
Yes,
very
his teeth
blue.
Were blue. It was weird.
Yes.
But anyway, so he asked the kid, hey kid, who did this? He points at the devil, and every Marvel fan who watched WandaVision was like, Mephisto!
Yeah. I thought it too. I'm not even gonna lie. I thought Mephisto too.
And so he's like, but he's scared of us. And you know, he gets, and then someone else. He's like, hey, Lightning, here's his file. He hands Akara some paper, as if he can hold it.
Ka-chow.
And he holds it, and he's like, oh look, Loki's here. Let me go look, sit on the trial.
Yes.
And so
he's
as
like,
he says,
interesting.
Lightning McQueen zooms in, says ka-chow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This time he's in court, not in a boot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This time he's attending court
yes.
as a watching member.
He's not the one who's on trial.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't with you two right now.
We're making a lot of car references, aren't we? Anyway.
The character Lightning McQueen
yeah.
is in Loki. Just
yeah.
in case you guys are wondering.
I mean,
yeah, it's a car. It's an animated
it's,
car.
Yeah.
It's not a little
they
it's an animated
CG
car.
An entire...
Yeah, it,
What was this car in the movie?
A race car. I don't know if it had a kind of
it's,
car.
So and like all
I,
these,
I don't think when cars do it, they can choose what manufacturer the car is.
I don't know.
There's
man.
No genders. It's manufacturer.
The girlfriend was a Porsche. He very clearly said, "Oh, she's a Porsche." So
wait, so what does a Porsche and a Chevy make?
I don't know. I don't know. they never made it canon that they stayed together because he was definitely flirting
That's
with
fair.
That one girl in the third movie. So but,
yeah.
You
she
know.
Was a teenager. Anyway.
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. I have
okay.
no idea. I don't think.
Like,
I think Cruz Ramirez was in her 20s. I don't know. They're cars,
I would
man.
Hope so. She's
they're
a
cars.
Professional racer. Anyway.
Yeah.
They're cars.
Yes.
You can't tell age
yes.
by cars. I think cars are a little different. Anyway, sorry.
Although it happened like baby cars before, where they're just like the tiny ones.
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. They were the tiny. Yeah.
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 Oh, wait. Man. So was Guido a child? The child labor?
No, I think he was just that was just his type of car. They
yeah.
all were the same
okay.
size.
Yeah, he was just small.
I'm small. Anyway,
the buy-in of the car race.
Anyway, so Lightning McQueen
yeah.
comes
yes.
comes in.
Yes. Yes.
And so he's like, "Wait, I know what." And then well, Loki threatens the judge. He's like, "You don't know what I can. You don't know what I'm
yes.
capable of." And he's like,
yes.
"Objection!
Yes.
I know what you're capable
yes.
of." And then he talks to the judge. He's like, "No, don't do." They say, "Well, if he gets out of hand, this is your fault." He's like, "I know, I know, I know."
Yes.
Which brings me to ask.
Yes.
Wait. Oh, that's further down the list.
Also, I will say, it is very cool to get to see these scenes in Loki because, of course, all of these scenes we've already seen
yeah.
in like
the trailers and
in
the
like
teasers.
No in Pixar.
That's
with Carson. Yeah, yeah. See, what a lot of people don't realize...
I looked away for 5 seconds and I'm so confused. What's going on?
What people don't realize is that all these scenes were actually in Cars 2, but no one watched Cars 2.
Nobody watched Cars 2. You guys missed out on a great movie.
But anyway...
That's why they're playing it again. This time.
But
like,
anyway...
Exactly. Like Tom Hiddleston.
So... He's like, I know what he's capable of. And then, so, you know, he takes him back to his lair. His, no,
his lair.
His office. His he's like, are you going to kill me? He's like, no. And then, but I did like this part. So he says, are you going... He like shows them the whole the place they're at, and they said it seems like a nightmare. And so Owen Wilson's like, no, that's another department. But if you want to burn that down, you can. Which I think is an allusion to like the nightmare realm.
Yeah.
Which is where the villain Nightmare lives.
Interesting. Mm. Who? And the villain Nightmare is going to be in Doctor Strange.
Everyone's
going
to be in Doctor Strange. Did you know that?
Well, yeah.
Shuma Garoff might be in.
I have no
Doctor
idea.
Doctor Strange. He's, no, remember that big one-eyed tentacle person?
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I showed you that last time we were in person.
The one I thought was going to look cool, and it kind of just looks like... I was hoping it was just like a giant squid. Squid with like a giant eye. No. And no, it actually
it's
looks...
It's just an eye with tentacles.
Yeah, it's like it has this really nice design. I'm like, no. I wanted a squid with a giant eye on him. That's all I wanted, a giant space squid. Like those whales from like Star Wars Rebels.
Coming back, we're coming, we're reeling it back in, reeling it back in. No, no, we're back to Marvel. We're talking about Loki.
Well, hold on, wait. Speaking of the giant squid boss, I thought the last time you guys were talking about it on the show, I thought you were like talking about Staryu from
Pokemon.
No, not Pokemon. From the Suicide Squad movie that's supposed to be coming out.
What?
With the star.
Oh, yeah. What is this the star? Called? The starfish that swallows. Never mind. You're.
That's a, it's in. It's
I
in
know
the
what
comics.
You're talking about. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I can't remember the name of it, but he's like.
Brennan, huh?
Anyway.
Anyway, so.
Now
I'm
back into. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Staryu's a Pokemon, just say.
Yes, you're right. I just can't remember.
But
the
anyway,
name
so.
Of the villain.
So Mobius brings him back, and then, you know, he's talking to him, and he's like, alright, so are you actually mischievous? Which brings up the point, because he is the god of mischief. Loki's not mischievous. He's just a straight up terrible person.
Yeah.
Or at least up until this version of Loki.
There are some mischievous things we've seen him do.
Like,
but most of the stuff from like, stuff in like Avengers and all that, he's just like straight up like.
A terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have seen him do some like some mischievous things. We've heard
like
about
pretend
him
to be
do
his dad.
Some mischievous things. Yeah.
And
that was pretty mischievous.
Like, have that. Play in Ragnarok of the
awesome.
Events of the Dark World. I absolutely love those characters. The characters who play like the fake Loki and fake Thor are supposed to make a reappearance.
Yeah,
like
Thor 4.
In Thor 4.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited for that.
I hope
there's more
mentioned that on the podcast. Yeah,
I want there to be like a 10-minute scene of them just doing like a recap of Ragnarok.
Yes,
but like,
no, the entire MCU.
Oh my gosh!
I want exactly that to happen, but like, I want the guy from like Ant-Man to like narrate
the whole thing, his narration, and then
them all acting. That would be perfect. That'd be perfect.
But anyway, so we move on. He talks about how, so Mobius brings up this thing when Loki was DB Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great reference.
I thought that was hilarious.
That was awesome. Neat. I didn't know who DB Cooper was until I went on the internet later on. But I thought, still, regardless, it's a great scene.
Yeah. Super cool. I did kind of feel like it was kind of like oddly placed in like the show almost. I really thought it was a good scene. I really loved this scene in the trailer, and I also loved the scene seeing it acted out in full.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of had like a weird
placement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny that the whole reason that he was there was because he lost
a bet to Thor. He's DB Cooper because he lost a bet. Yeah.
Right.
And for anyone who doesn't know who DB Cooper is, he's a person who said he had a bomb on a plane, and then after they landed and got everyone off, they told him to take a back off. And then he asked for like $2,000 or something like that.
It was like, like $10,000.
Or something like that. It was a lot of money.
It was a case full. It was a suitcase full of money.
And so then he jumped out of the plane after he asked for 4 parachutes too. And so he jumps out of the plane and then no one saw him ever again.
Yeah.
And so they call him DB Cooper, though no one knows that was actually his name. And so, yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not. That's a strange name.
Yeah.
Dennis Bob.
Because I feel like if his name was DB Cooper, they could have just tracked him down.
That's
just like, hey, who's named DB Cooper?
That's true. But they never found him again. He just robbed the plane and yeeted himself out of it. So.
Yeah.
But so basically, they said he was Loki because, like I said, they never found him again.
Yeah.
But I thought that was cool. So then we see Loki, you know, he gets out of the place that he was being kept, and then he goes around, tries to find the.
Yes,
he
gets out because he had this thing.
The Tesseract.
Yeah, the Cube of Destiny,
the
of
cube
course.
Of I forgot. I had forgotten that, too.
The real name was the Marvel Holocron.
Right there, the Holocron.
Yep.
But yeah, so he tries to find it. He finds it at a desk with, like...
The important part... Hold on.
Okay.
Prior to that, the way he escapes is he has this thing... around his neck that, like, if he tries to, like, attack somebody, they just, like, turn a dial and it sends him back in time where he was before, so he can't cause any harm. Right. But there's a controller that he takes from
I think Mobius Lightning left.
McQueen.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he leaves it on the table or something. No, or maybe he
takes it with him, and then when they're, like, talking to each other that last time, uh-huh. and then he like hugs him or whatever. He picks pocket. That's when he picks pocket it.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't use it again until
because he's mischievous. Because he's mischievous. Yes.
Well, and then Lightning McQueen says that mischievous little guy.
Yeah.
Scam. And then so he goes back.
So yeah. So that's how he was able to like move himself back in time to that.
Or he entered.
Not like back in time, but like just move his position currently to where it was back in time.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Whatever time is relative to wherever the TVA is located, which is nowhere,
so,
apparently.
No, it's not nowhere. Nowhere is in space.
I'm sorry. I forgot that was an actual
spot. Nowhere is a place. But, it's outside of time.
He goes and finds a receptionist guy who greeted them when they came in. The actor looked familiar who played him. I don't know.
He's been in many other things, I'm sure.
Cool.
Apparently him and the guy who played Norm in WandaVision were both in Rogue One.
Oh, okay.
They're like background characters in Rogue One.
Okay.
Okay.
Back to Rogue One.
Anyway, so Loki finds this guy, and he's like, give me the tester reactor, I will gut you like a fish. And the guy goes, oh no, what's a fish?
I just want to know what I'm being threatened.
Yeah, because...
He's like, what? It doesn't matter. He's like, but I want to know what I'm being threatened. Yeah. Like, what does that mean? And he's like, I'm going to kill you. He's like, oh, okay.
Painful, violent death.
Yeah, he's like, I will cooperate now.
Yes, cool.
Just the guy trying to...
Here's your Infinity Stone. Lucky's like, yes. And he's like, what are those? And he's like, oh, more Infinity Stones.
Yeah, we just use them as paperweights.
Yeah.
Some of us don't work.
Which is so weird, because it kind of goes against, like, I know that's the point, but, like, the entire narrative of, like, the previous movies of, like, how they were like, oh, the Infinity Stones formed the universe and the most important part of it.
Here's what I feel like is how they...
It's not like the point, but yeah.
I feel like they have a way to, like, explain that away a little bit.
Well, they do in the comics. In the comics, the Infinity Stones only work in their universe.
I was gonna say,
so that's I don't know if that's the case for the movie. For the
if you think about the ancient
one said,
yeah,
she said the they all. It seemed like she just meant the One Ring, because if she knew about the flow of time thing and the branching off, she could have known about.
We're gonna take a quick meme break for a second because you have to see this because this has to do with the scene.
Okay, so just, we all just that 10 seconds of the silence was just us looking at him.
Oh, I'm gonna edit that.
Yeah,
I mean it's like 3 hours into it, but I'll. Oh shit, it's 3:30.
Or just add it in like posts, just on the YouTube page, you can just the sound.
Oh, whatever. But I'll put the
Just when the video is just it's all just looking at it.
I'll
just
put the picture.
Add on,
okay. Anyway, so.
But back to the Infinity Stone thing. Mm-hmm. I feel like because. Like it is in the comics, I think because it's outside of its timeline, maybe not its universe, but mm-hmm. outside of its timeline, it doesn't really work.
Right.
Because it's not providing that power to that timeline.
Right. Or else that guy would literally be...
Yeah, he would be vaporized. He had two power stones in there.
Yeah. Or like...
also, I don't think he had any soul stones, though. Which is interesting.
Because, no...
There was a
soul stone. Yeah, there was a soul stone. I saw.
There was one big one.
But it also could be because, you know, it's like the Infinity Stones formed, like, the universes themselves. Maybe when the whatever Timekeepers, they merged all the universes. They basically, like destroyed all but one universe. By taking the stones out, you don't have a universe, and the stones don't, you know.
Right. Okay.
I don't know.
Anyway,
It was a neat scene where all of a sudden they're all paperweights. I don't know. It kind of felt odd. It's like Loki here is so outclassed. I like everything. He's like, I literally...
What, he realizes that.
Yeah.
You can see that on his face.
I think they have that in there just to put that point forward.
Oh, yeah.
Just give him that perspective. Help him feel like, okay.
And so that's when he goes back to McQueen's office.
Yeah.
And he just sits there and is like, well, I guess nothing matters.
And he watches his
timeline. Or the timeline we've known of Loki. And a quick thing, I don't know, RJ, I don't know if you know this, I told him earlier.
Yeah, I was very surprised by this, because, like, I was watching scenes, like, I don't remember these scenes from Thor the Dark World.
Some of the theme scenes he from Thor the Dark World were not actually in the movie. They were cut scenes that they didn't keep in the movie, but they put them here, with the conversation he had with his mom. That never happened in the movie, but they kept them, and again, they used them here, so to give some emotional weight to the scene.
That's what I thought that was cool. Yeah, that's really interesting.
And I think seeing Loki watch himself develop as a character gave him more character development than any of those movies.
I was really hoping he would. I was really hoping he would watch more of him though. He basically just watched like three scenes from like all the movies. Like that was it, because he fast forwarded through everything else. Mm-hmm. I think that would have been a lot more impactful if the show gave him more time to like sit there and watch.
How long did you want this movie to be made?
Everything. I mean, like time was definitely there. It didn't have to show us. Him watching everything, but just like have it imply that he actually sat down and watched like
everything.
Because it's just like he watched like three scenes and he was like
crying.
He's like sobbing basically.
Well, and he saw himself die, and then he realized that like well, that's my glorious purpose. And he's like, what glorious purpose?
Yeah, but still like seeing that without all of like the build up of like, you know, how he's changed, whatever. Like he watched like the highlights, but like I think it would have been a lot more impactful if they just implied that he watched everything instead of showing. Him like skipping through like most of the like emotional weight there.
But no, I still think he had really good character development in that scene, a little bit better than he had in the six movies that he had. But what else? Basically after that, he's like, fine, I'll help you. And he says, and basically he's like, all right, what are we up against? He's like, well, we're we're up against you. And then we see the scene in like the 1600s,
right? 1600s.
And
15, 16,
somewhere. Right, somewhere. And like between the 16th and 19th century.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, and we see these the time variance authority. They're looking at these bodies like it's this variant again. And then we see this cloaked figure.
No, they did not say that it was the same variant.
Oh, I thought they did.
Because they were like, oh, here's some like tech from like the.
That's right.
31st century. It's probably like a time traveler who came here. His time machine got destroyed, and now he's just off somewhere. Sure.
Because
what they said with that, and they're like, oh, should we go and try to find the person here who like you know was in like whatever time machine or whatever, and then the boss who was there was like, nah, let's just like leave him. Let's just
we got other things.
Yeah, just take care of the scene. So they obviously didn't think it was anything special or important. Something that was like super sloppy. Right. Yeah. Just to be like, oh yeah, it's fine. Just let this like guy from like
3100s just go around murdering people.
Yeah, that's like 1,000 years in the future. It's like more than that, even. It's
like 2,000 years in the future.
Yeah.
Or 1500, 2,000 years in the future, right?
Yeah, so they're just like, nah, let's just, you know, let him. Right. You're right. I thought it was kind of sloppy there.
Right, and then they look out, see a cloaked figure, like, who's that? And kills them.
Yeah, they died, which honestly I thought was kind of weak. Of like, the TVA who took down like the other Loki so easily, and here he's like lit up with some oil on fire, and they were like, "Oh no, we're dead. We can't survive this."
I feel like that one, since he's been such a big problem, they've been hunting him down for like a while, so he might have had like a little bit of time.
And that tech,
he's probably been stealing it from all the dead bodies that he's been murdering. So I don't know. I just feel you are right. That whole last scene was just like really just messy.
Yeah,
it was really like, sloppy of them to not really go back and like check. Just check. Just do a perimeter check. They could have avoided it. And like, oh, what's that smell? Oil? That's not supposed to be here.
They like smelled oil though. They're like, oh, there's oil, because there's a line about it. They're like, oh, probably some guy just trying to like farm for like oil or whatever.
Right, but you're in the wrong period of time, my guy. This is the 1600s.
Yeah.
Why is it here? Do a perimeter check. Do something.
Yeah. No. It's just overall, it did have kind of just like a weird vibe, where it's like they don't seem like they're acting like professionals here, which I get, you know, like not everybody, you know, puts the same amount into their jobs or whatever. When you're the guardians of the sacred timeline,
right?
You're
like, saying probably, that they're taking more seriously.
Yeah.
But so that's how that ended. And they tried to reset the timeline, they couldn't. Because I guess this variant of Loki got there first.
Yeah, no, because he stole the time reset, like grenade thing, which I'm guessing will come in to play sometime.
They're just gonna forget about
that. It seems like he's gonna
tech probably.
Yeah, it seems like he's collecting them to use like a bunch of them all at once or something.
Reset the TVA.
Maybe.
But
the TVA be reset if it's outside of time.
No, they said is that a time works differently here. So like, I guess they technically could, because time still occurs there.
Yeah.
Just not the way we're used to it.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. But so this has lots of questions and stuff like that. So the first question is, so Avengers, they were supposed to time travel, right? Mm.
Yes.
So Steve going back in 2014, Gamora coming to 2023, were supposed to happen.
Yep. Right.
How is Gamora not a variant?
Because it's supposed to happen.
But wouldn't she still be a variant?
Nope, it's supposed to happen.
Mm-mm. because there's only one of her, because one of her is, the other one is dead.
Okay, that's
so.
Does that go for Steve being frozen?
Even more than
yes,
that,
because okay here because
that's how I've always
I feel played. Like I feel like with that there might be something they talk about later on, but I feel like him spending his life with Peggy, I think they both just were like, let's get out of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. Just live our life.
Right.
And just, because at that point when he went back in time to stay with Peggy, she mm-hmm. was still like, just a regular, like, an information officer. She mm-hmm. was, she didn't have like a huge role or anything.
She didn't have a series though.
But that's not
that's
canon
not
anymore.
Canon anymore. So yeah, all of that, not. All of that is, that, all of that.
That was not supposed to happen. That one, it was a time.
So why, that person's background was Peggy. Did you see that at one, when Loki went back to the beginning?
That's actually.
And you saw someone come through the door, people thought that was Peggy in the back.
Oh. No, but, I didn't even notice that. But
the Time
Variance
Authority
like...
really let her run around for like two whole seasons before they stepped in there.
But with that, I think Steve and Peggy just removed themselves from society so much that they didn't have enough effect on the timeline mm-hmm. to where they could literally just watch it play out. Or
Well, and
if it comes to it, maybe it's one of those alternate split off things that ends up being taken care of later on.
Those are both good theories, but I'm going to raise you. It was supposed to happen.
The way I look at it is that when Steve went back, he was still living the same life, which I guess everyone is. But like it, him going back to that, just I don't know. It just makes sense to me as to how all that works.
I really think the whole "it was supposed to happen" thing that like they like mention in the show like two or three times or whatever is like the cheapest, worst excuse they could have possibly given there. Oh, I feel like they could have done something way more creative. Because that really just, like, it's just like aliens in, like, a real life. Any question you can explain with aliens. Like, any question.
Yes, we know ancient aliens is
yeah, you just be like,
that.
Aliens. It's like the same thing here. It's like, oh, that was supposed to happen. It's like, that's just, you can't do that as a reason. Because you can use that for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can explain any plot hole. Yeah. Oh yeah, you know this is supposed to happen.
Aliens.
So
they've done that in a lot of video games too. So,
so my next question is: Agent Morbius says he knows what Loki's capable of early in the episode. Does this mean the TVA has had multiple can have multiple timelines too?
No.
Because maybe in a different quote unquote timeline, Mobius doesn't know what he can do and doesn't step in, and thus we get this evil variant of Loki.
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
No.
I think
this is like...
Or maybe it's just another variant of Loki, and it's just like...
Yeah, this is another...
Now he knows what Loki can do.
Of Loki,
instead of checking in earlier, and so he just wanted to prevent another evil Loki running around.
Yeah.
Or he's figured the best person to stop Loki was...
Loki.
A Loki, which is why when this other variant came in, he was like, maybe, you know, this variant won't be evil, so...
Maybe.
Except for... That brings us to the question, I'm not sure if you have... on your list here, but where did this variant come from? Is this a variant from after 2012, before 2012 here? Is this a variant that Loki right now will create?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, no, but how can that variant be this variant?
No, they're not the same variant, but, like, but the variant we have now, like, splits off again.
Oh,
one of the variants.
Another variant?
Yeah.
Like he has to go back.
It's like
an
evil one.
Something.
I don't know why Luke would become more evil. It feels like that would go against the show.
Right,
trying to get here. It's like redemption or whatever for him.
Let's see. And these are just two things. If you noticed early in the episode, all the music had like a click time, like had a clock in the background of the music.
Oh, yeah.
It went to the time of a clock.
Cool.
Thought that was cool. And then I think in the series so far, or the, I guess in this episode, they've balanced comedy and darkness really well.
Yeah. They, yeah.
Especially with the scene where Loki, like, after he gets done crying, that the woman comes in, the security guard, and, like, he puts his collar on her, and then just keeps rewinding.
That was hilarious.
That was really funny.
And he's still got tears in his eyes from watching. He's just rewinding. He's just like...
And he's like, hey, stop it!
This is my therapy.
Stop it! But I think they've done a good job of balancing it. And then Owen Wilson, I think, has also been really good in this show.
Oh, yes.
So far,
I
kind of surprised about.
I did not think he would fit so well into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, it's not out of place at all.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like he's, like he was meant to play whatever character that is. Because I've never heard of that.
Like, Agent Lightning McQueen.
Yeah. I've never
It's Agent Mobius.
Yeah, I've never seen any mention of TVA in the comics before.
Well, at first I thought it was Morbius. I'm like, but that's already a character. And then I realized it was Mobius.
Mobius is like
totally a different name.
Yes.
No
totally
R. Different.
No, yeah.
And then Morpheus is a completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do you guys have any predictions for this show?
Yes.
Would you like to elaborate on your predictions for this show?
No.
Do you have any predictions? Yes. All right, guys, that'll be the end of the episode. Do you have any predictions you'd like to elaborate on? Because he's not going anywhere.
I have a couple of theories that I like to share.
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot.
Kind of like what we were talking about earlier about the different timelines and stuff and how it's going to lead in. Mm-hmm. I think they might show some involvement in some of the Captain America shenanigans of him putting the time stone back. Because there's no way he had no problem putting every single one back.
Right.
That there would had to be interesting.
Yeah, there had to be some problem he runs into at some point.
Wait, is that Captain America?
The time barrier, and so like, hold on now. What are you doing? And he's just like, I'm trying to help with all the stones, and they're just, can't let you do that. So maybe that'll show up. And another thing was the actual, like, the leaders of the TVA, mm-hmm. them getting involved. If they do at all, I hope they explain more the origin of the TVA, because that whole like little animated I don't think that was enough to explain everything, because I still have some questions about how all
clearly
that stuff
we all
worked.
Have lots of questions.
Yeah.
I hope Loki meets like the time gods at some point.
Yeah,
the timekeepers. Yeah,
yeah.
Time I want keepers. Them. I want them to.
That sounds better. Time gods.
Yeah,
yeah. I want them to have some kind of involvement in the show, other than being just a storytelling device. Because otherwise, it's just like you made these really powerful beings that are supposed to control time, but you don't want them stepping in when something like this is happening, unless it's another lead into the Multiverse of Madness thing. But that's just becoming literally just a madness pile of mess.
Madness.
So I don't know.
Madness pile of madness.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just a lot of time travel that is gonna. It should create a lot of problems. But
talk about confusion.
Yeah.
One of the things I'm like hoping they explore is this whole like, oh, this is meant to happen. This is not meant to happen. Because that really doesn't make sense now.
Yeah.
It's because it's just like aliens. It's like...
Yeah.
Okay.
They're just kind of throwing something out there.
Right. It's technically explained.
Right. We've heard a lot about, like, especially early on, before all these shows came out, we heard a lot about, like, oh, WandaVision is supposed to go right into Multiverse of Madness. Well, I feel like this is going to have a lot more of an impact on Multiverse of Madness than WandaVision did. Because really, all Wanda's hearing is her kids yelling for her. So maybe, you know... Maybe that is her hearing her kids as a result of something happening in the TVA with Loki. Also, how did the TVA let her get away with all that she did?
Because it was meant to happen.
I don't think with her, I feel like there wasn't any time travel with what Wanda was doing, so they had no reason to intervene.
It doesn't have to do with time, it has more to do with interdimensional travel.
Well, not except even really dimension.
There's a pocket dimension. Cool.
I wouldn't even say a dimension. She just altered it what was already there. Yeah, it was just
a pocket. It was not a pocket dimension, it was just a pocket.
Yeah, the area the whole city of Westview, all she did was alter what it looked like and how everybody acted.
Perceived it.
Yeah. Because everybody that was there pretty much still lived there, kind of, other than some people that were, like, just literally just driving through. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't
know. That would suck. I feel imagine just passing through a small town and you're stuck there for 3 weeks in, like, the 60s.
But,
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and you're like, holy shit, finally. Why are all these people mad?
Right. Going back to you talking about her kids, though, I feel like the... With her, the Scarlet Witch magic being having the capability of creating anything out of literally nothing, I feel like the screaming she's hearing is she's like looking through the multiverse or whatever, or she's like trying to feel for it.
But there is no multiverse.
I'm sorry, I gotta stop and explain to the audio people listening. Brennan is being a nuisance visually. So if there's any like slowdown or pause in any,
the water bottles are in frame. I was trying to get them out of frame. I wasn't looking at the preview there.
We're all the way at the end of the episode. Yeah, I don't understand. Right, it's
that simple. Like, put them on the ground. Really, they're empty. Put them on the ground. We do not need them.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I think she is like trying, using her powers to either maybe not create a new timeline, or just maybe alter it a little bit somehow. If not, she's definitely like looking through whatever dimensions that she has access to, mm-hmm. to try to find where she can either take her kids, or just maybe literally just create a pocket universe this time instead of just
an actual pocket universe. Right.
So I don't know.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
So I guess one final question for all of this, then. So we know in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, we're going to have Doctor Strange and...
Like, the Multiverse of Madness.
And, like, a Wanda.
Right.
Doctor Strange and Wanda are both...
And America Chavez.
Sure.
Did you see that? No. Comic? Well, they gave, like, the cast a comic book that went along with the movie, and America Chavez is on the cover. She's, like... She was born outside of our universe, and one of her powers is she can hop through the multiverse. Just on a whim. So we'll get her as well. So...
That's like
what is, where does, okay, so the time variant authority makes absolutely no sense. How could there not be another universe?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing though, with the I'm sorry, the difference between the time hopping and the dimension hopping, how do you differentiate that? Because it's like you got, like you said, her whole power is she can hop universe, but is she going throughout time?
Is a timeline and a universe the same thing?
Right.
I guess that's what the question is.
I could explain that, but I feel like Wally would slap me.
Go on.
It was supposed to happen.
That's what I was expecting him to say, so. I mean, if it's good enough for Marvel, it's good enough for me, right?
Yeah.
It's good enough for the Chosen One.
Now we Wanda, as she made her children not exist.
That's the title. That's the title of this episode. Good enough for the Chosen One. There we go. Good enough for the Chosen One.
Anyway, so what my question was is we know that Doctor Strange will be in there, we know Wanda is going to be in there. A character I have not seen confirmed in there yet is like a Loki. With Loki, the show and everything where it's going, do you think that Loki will be in the Multiverse of Madness?
No. I don't think so. One reason I say that is I saw something somewhere that said the Doctor Strange movie is supposed to take place after Endgame, so Loki's dead at that point.
But, like, not, like, that Loki, but, like, the Loki that we're seeing now.
Oh, the time variant one?
Yes, yeah. Like,
possibly?
The time variant Loki that we're seeing now.
Right.
If that's
the one who's not dead.
Oh, I mean, I guess, but I feel like his involvement with anything afterwards would cause another time variant.
Mm-hmm. No, so, that's true, because unless the real Loki, right?
Right, unless there's something in the show later on that either, like, changes that aspect... or ends up retconning Loki dying, then I don't know. But if he does, his role will be very confusing.
So, it'll
be confusing for people who like haven't seen...
The show.
Yeah, the show.
Yeah, that's true.
People who haven't seen the show would
any of the shows, really. Or this, or Loki, or WandaVision.
Oh, yeah.
People would be like, what the fuck is Wanda flipping out.
Yeah.
Nice costume, but where? Why is she flipping out?
Yeah.
Actually, this is the true last question.
Okay.
Do you think they reset Loki at the end of the show?
Or, yeah, I was kind of tempted to ask, too, is, like, do you think Loki will survive the end of the show here?
That's a really good
one. It's an interesting question. I don't know.
Because it's the same question, because if they reset Loki, he's dead.
Yes.
Right. So, but if they don't reset him...
He just works for the TVA, and he's a TVA member now.
Yeah.
And he just goes and cleans up things and comes back.
He's out in the universe.
Like, right, but how does that affect his, like, the main...
Loki.
Mainline.
I mean,
Loki.
Like, all that would have still happened. Just Loki 2012 just hops back into the picture here in, like, 2024 or 2025, however long.
But wouldn't that still create a variant, though? That he's still a variant, would create a different timeline.
No, I mean, he'd be a variant, but, like, it would only create, like, a non-prime timeline or whatever if the prime timeline is still preserved. With the Multiverse of Madness, I'm assuming that it all kind of just goes out the window there.
That's okay, fair. Yeah, I could see that.
I can see them being like, all right, Loki, your show's done now. Goodbye.
Yeah.
I feel like Doctor Strange, Wanda, and Loki would make an incredible team there. Yeah.
What is...
And Spider-Man, if he just, you know, makes an appearance. But
do you guys not know any...
as much, though. I think that all their... That, like, Loki, WandaVision... WandaVision. Loki, Wanda, and Loki... Loki, Wanda, and Doctor Strange's powers all go very well together.
Yeah, especially in the whole, like, mystical aspect of things.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you guys think... Man, never mind. I forgot my question.
So, how does Spider-Man fit in all this? Like,
no idea.
I don't know.
No idea.
I'm so confused. I still don't understand that either.
I have a theory for that, though. Spider-Man. So with this whole multiverse...
It just does.
Multiverse
it's supposed to happen.
With this whole multiverse of madness, I think they're going to introduce the one person that has control over the Spider-Man of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the
Madam Web.
Yeah, in the comics, they're technically the Spider-Man and their connection is a lot deeper than just the universe having multiverse in the first place. So there's like, no matter what happens, there's always going to be a Spider-Man in that universe. So Madam Web is supposed to be like the connection between all of that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like either in Multiverse of Madness or in the Spider-Man movie.
Well, it has to be in the Spider-Man movie because Multiverse of Madness is after the Spider-Man movie.
Okay. Well, who knows? Because of how what it seems like, I guess you're right. It has to be in that one. But if they do it, it's going to have to go all the way back to, like, they're going to have to mess with some time stuff and... What's it called? The Tobey Maguire movies, and then also include in something from the Into the Spider-Verse, the animated movie.
Interesting.
Because those particular Spider-Men, Miles, Noir,
Spider-Ham.
Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen, Spider-Gwen, Spider-Ham, and...
The little girl whose name I can't remember.
What was her name? Kimiko, I think, or
something like that.
And then also... There was something. It was a rumor, and then it was debunked to be fake. But there might have been like a 2099 Spider-Man that was supposed to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out that was just a rumor, and then it got debunked eventually.
Sad.
But if they do that if they do the Spider-Verse thing, that would be the perfect opportunity to bring in
Madam Web.
Yeah, not only Madam Web, but Spider-Man 2099.
God, I hope so. I love Miguel O'Hara.
He is one of the
And we would finally
Spider-Man.
Get a Latino hero.
Exactly.
Finally.
I feel like that's what they're waiting for, though. He would be the best first Latin...
Oh, yeah. Well, Miles Latin, Morales is also, too.
He's more of
an icon for...
For the... Yeah. I mean, in all honesty, when you go back to his game, the game that came out...
I've heard that was good.
It was really good. I played it. It was really good. The story for it... takes away from the race aspect of it and more of just his personal culture.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it as Miguel O'Hara, having him and Miles working together, that might bring out even more of it.
That's true.
It's like Miles will start, they could have it like an identity crisis for Miles where he's like dealing with being a normal person and Spider-Man and also being black and Latino.
Right.
Dealing with Miguel coming in and also being Latino,
right.
maybe he happens to not speak any English at all
right.
in his universe for whatever reason, and he comes to our universe and it's like, oh wow. Mm-hmm. And they're like helping, I don't know.
That's yeah, so yeah, it'd be interesting. They're not going to do that. They're not that brave.
You're right. But, it would be really cool.
Yo, for sure. I would love Miguel O'Hara to be in it. But I guess we're technically getting Selma Hayek as the first Latina superhero, but she's also an Eternal, so she's not really.
Yeah.
And then we got Oscar Isaac as Moon Knight, but he's playing a Jewish character. But it's very complicated with Latinos in the MCU.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think that's it.
No more notes?
No more
that's
notes.
2 hours and 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's perfect. It felt a lot longer.
Our shortest episode yet.
I actually think that might be the longest. We've never hit two hours before.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah, we have.
No, that was longest is an hour 55.
Oh, really?
Even after editing?
Even after, well, especially after.
Okay,
editing.
I was
going to
say.
I meant to say
even before editing. But...
Oh, before editing? Yeah. No, because I never edit anything.
Oh, okay.
I usually just put it in the thing and like,
Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you, RJ.
Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
On the podcast.
You guys want to maybe do it again for the next episode?
For the next, I think we're going to go back to 2 a week.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we can
especially because totally... next week we're working on another
That's right.
project.
Next week we're doing something else.
Yeah.
Working on another
Stay
project.
Tuned for that podcast.
But yeah, we'll do this again in 2 weeks?
Or yes.
We can do it. Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
I think RJ might just become part of the podcast.
Now. Yes.
I mean, it's up to you guys.
Chip roasting with... I will just take out the Wally and Brennan thing.
Or just chip roasting with Wally and Brennan. And then... Right. And also RJ.
It's okay. I don't need credit. Being on here is enough.
We'll slowly get more guests. I'll just fill up the entire thing with just like text and like, and also blank, and also blank, and also blank.
But thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on, because talking Marvel's fun.
Yes.
Even if we somehow end up talking about Rogue One again.
We're going to go back. We're going to get back to it eventually.
Yep.
But tell us where they can find you again.
If anywhere. You mean anywhere. You don't have the internet now.
I don't.
That's right. You deleted the internet.
Yeah, I mean, you canceled it. You just there's no more internet.
Subscription's gone.
Maybe the multiverse of madness will retcon me deleting it. So in that case, find me at LeRJBroom, LERJBROONE on literally everything. Otherwise, it's just RJ Broom.
Brennan. You subscribe to Brennan at
Not Brennan. Yeah.
Subscribe to me, Wolfgate Entertainment. Don't forget to follow our Instagram at Chip Roasting. We'll see you guys next time.
See you next week. Peace out. I have to go to the bathroom.